Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Ah,
that was a close call right there, man. Not really, but nevertheless, hold on a second. Let me get everything set up here real quick. I'm like really kind of running late. Yeah, and okay, I'm reloading. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. We're going to have a good show for episode 132. You feel what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get it in. Let's get this thing crack-a-lacking. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You feel what I'm saying? I tell you what. We're going to go ahead and get ready to... give a couple of shout-outs. I want to remind everybody real quick, though, you know, as I'm starting off the show, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. You understand what I'm saying? I'm multitasking like crazy today. Crunch time for me getting ready to finish up the last final touches on my video, Bet the House. So with that being said, outside of you checking out www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, that's the official show page for the show. You feel what I'm saying? Outside of that, I want to remind everybody that we're also into music, and we do the music over here. With that being said, if you're an artist and you know an artist, or you know what I'm saying, you're in the music industry and you do music, whether you're a producer, once again, whether you're a producer or an actual artist or a manager or a label or whatever, K100 is an outlet for independent music. We spin music on the show whenever it's submitted to us. We spin it. We grant artist interviews. If you bring your people to the show, you feel what I'm saying? Say if you want to get on a larger platform, because this is streamed all across the web, and it's also available for a podcast, so you can take the snippets of it and whatnot, put it up on your page. Yo, you was on K100 Internet Radio. I got over 15,000 downloads and plays. Got people that listen to me all over the country, from Minnesota to Texas to Cali to New York. You feel me? And so it's a broad range of exposure that you can get. With that being said, send your music to k100radio@gmail.com. All right? In the MP3 format, the letter K, the number 100 radio at gmail.com. You understand what I'm saying? And send it in, and we can set up an interview. We can get your music played. We can even have a critique of your music if you like it. The name of the show is K100, stands short for Keep It 100. And so one thing about the people that call this show, if it's garbage, if it's bullshit, all right, they will definitely let you know. They have no problem telling you while you're on the phone, talking to me, telling me, Blizzum, what the fuck was that shit you just played? That shit was horrible. You know what I'm saying? So, I highly encourage, if you just want to get another set of ears on your music, you feel what I'm saying, and get some exposure, basically for little or nothing. You feel what I'm saying? We don't even really charge artists right about now. You feel what I'm saying? We don't even really charge artists right about now to put their music on the show. You feel what I'm saying? We really just tell you, if you want to get an interview, you want to get your music on the show, then put up a link to K100 Internet Radio on your MySpace or your Facebook or whatever, and blast it out and bring more listeners. You know what I'm saying? Basically, that's all we really that's all we really tell you to do. You feel what I'm saying? And with that being said, it's really like an exchange, a favor for a favor type thing. You feel me? We get expose you to our audience, and then you expose us to your audience, and we swap it out like that. You feel me? So K100Radio@gmail.com. If you know anybody that's doing music, or if you know, if you're an artist, or you know anybody within the sound of my voice that want to get, that does urban music, hip hop, pop, R&B. You know what I'm saying? You know, kid, don't see me in freaking heavy metal or country. You feel me? I do gospel rap. All right. You can see me in gospel rap. You understand what I'm saying? Not old school Shirley Caesar gospel. Not nothing wrong with it, but I was, you know what I'm saying? This is not the demographic or the format for it. And also spoken word. If you want to do like some spoken word, and you can make it short. I don't want to do a whole long spoken word unless you just fire. But you want to get your deaf poetry jam on. You feel me? Send that in to me. K100Radio@gmail.com. All right. Moving right along. You dig? We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're on iTunes. MySpace.com/K100Radio. You understand what I'm saying? If you're on Facebook, do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. You feel what I'm saying? The middle finger, people always question me about my logo. And they say, Blizzard, man, your logo, your people might find it offensive, man. If you really want to get bigger, you're going to have to change your logo. Listen, I understand that, idiots. I know I can't be a national brand with this logo, but until I become at least a big enough name to get big enough sponsors to even give a shit, the logo stays, okay? The logo is synonymous with what the fuck the show is about. K100, keep it 100. Middle finger up. Go to hell. Kiss my ass. Fuck your opinion. You get it? All right. And I'm on the internet, and so I can get away with this kind of stuff. If XM Satellite picks me up, I can still get away with it. If FM Radio picks it up, I'll change the damn logo. It's nothing. Small things to a giant, all right? But the logo stays. Quit asking me about the logo. A lot of people don't post up the stuff for the show because of the logo. That's a bullshit excuse. You can actually go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 and copy and paste the link yourself and change the thumbnail on it, all right? You can change the thumbnail to just say nothing, K-100 Radio, and you won't see the logo. You feel what I'm saying? I just do the logo because, frankly, I like it. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. You feel what I'm saying? And we're on iTunes. Remember, we are on iTunes, okay? Get your iTunes on. Get your download on. Get your podcast on. If you missed the show, we air live from Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., of course. If you don't know that, once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. And if you want to check out some music from me and Chainless Entertainment, feel free to, if you don't really want to just do a whole bunch of typing, just Google. Google me. I'm Google. I'm way past them. You'll get plenty of stuff from me. Google me. B-L-I-Z-M. You'll get 2, 3, 4, 5 pages of shit with me on it. But I highly encourage you to check out my ReverbNation.com page. I have over 60 songs available for download. Only 4 of those songs are not downloadable for free. That's because I'm in a contract agreement with other artists that's on that song, so I can't let you go for free. It costs 99 cents. Whoop you fucking do. If you really like it, it's worth it. But out of those 61 songs, only 4 of them you have to pay for. The rest of them are all downloadable. Throw them on your playlist. Throw them on your podcast. You feel what I'm saying? I guarantee you, I got at least 10 songs you love and about 15 songs you're going to really like on that page. You're going to have at least 10 of them that you're going to love. You're going to love them songs. You're going to be like, why the fuck haven't I heard this? Well, it's a long story. It's called the entertainment industry. But I got a lot of music on there, man. So if you just got an iPod or something, besides doing the K100 show on your podcast, on your iTunes, on your iPod, and your iPhone, and whatever. Also, go to my Reverb Nation page. Download all the music and make you a Blizzard playlist. All right? You'll be impressed. Moving right along. Episode 132. Also, the Bet the House video is this Friday. Yeah. Let's get ready to get into the show, man. Of course, you know, 347-934-0966, that's the number. If you never read if you never read, if you never listened to my show, then what I do is I break down, I do a little breakdown of what I'm talking about. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And it's just real simple. I read it real quick and let you know what's going on, what we're talking about on the show, and what questions I'm going to be asking you. So, episode 132, aptly titled, This Day, That Day, Just the Day. And what I'm talking about is the holidays. Not just this holiday, not just Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. And just, I'm talking about day, special national holiday, all of these fucking other days, all right? I'm talking about Valentine's, St. Patrick's, Columbus, MLK, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, all these fucking damn days. We got too many days, special days. Your birth damn day, Halloween Day, Arbor Day, what the fuck? All of these days. Every time I turn around, I got to buy some shit for a goddamn day. I got kids, man. All right? I got kids. Every time I turn around, it's a damn day. I'm fucking sick of it. All right? So, yeah, bah humbug to you, too. So, with the holidays here, two major ones down and one more to go, I thought I'd do a show on all of these damn days. Right now, like I said, we just got past the granddaddy day of them all, which is Christmas. The big kahuna, the big money day. Before that, we had the pig fest that we like to call Thanksgiving. I don't know why we call it that because, I mean, that's just what it's called, but nobody ever really gives thanks. They just feed their fucking fat ass faces. I'm just in the mood today, I guess. And coming up, we have the Universal Excuse to Get Wasted Day, a.k.a. New Year's. One of my favorites, actually. But right behind that, we got another day, MLK, then Valentine's, and some more days that nobody really gives a fuck about. So for this show, I want to know how special these days to you, how special are these days to you, or do you even care? Depending on your race, religious belief, where you're from, some of these days that we have in America that we call holidays, you could really care less. They call this the melting pot, so we actually, on our calendars now, we have Hanukkah and all the other religious holidays and Kwanzaa and, you know, other Cinco de Mayo. I don't give a shit about Cinco de Mayo. No offense to my Latino people on the line. Got love for y'all. All the love in the world. Brian Pryor. But unless I'm in Mexico, in a party, partying with Mexican people, getting drunk by the fuck a pretty Mexican chick, I could care less. Just all these days, all these holidays, all this shit going on. So, some of these days, we're not even celebrating what they originally derived from. Like on Halloween, we go out and give candy. It was actually built on a massacre. St. Valentine was brutal, but the day is synonymous with love somehow. All of this shit. You know, it's all these different things. So that's what I'm talking about today on the show. Some of these days, depending on who you are, it could be the best day of every year, all right? So here goes my questions for episode 132. All right. What special days of the year to you actually feel special? Like, some people like be like, I don't give a fuck about no holiday but Christmas. Or some people really don't give a fuck about no holiday but Thanksgiving because they like to eat. Or some people don't give a fuck about no holiday but 4th of July because they like fireworks. Whatever. Which one of the days did you feel a special day that you love, days that you enjoy, even if you participate sparingly, all right? Because even if you don't go all out, all right, if you participate, even if you like, man, Christmas is a bunch of bullshit and blah, 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 humbug, yeah. But if you went out and bought your kids some gifts, if you got a gift and took a gift and accepted a gift, you participated, all right? So it must be, if it was all like that right there, you wouldn't participate in this shit at all, all right? Next question, which day is the worst day to you? Which one of these days did you just fucking hate every time it come around? I got my pick. Which day do you think does not get enough attention? All right? Got my pick for that. I'll go ahead and tell you that one. Father's Day. Yeah, we'll get into that. In your lifetime, which day had an event that you really enjoyed and you remember the most. That means which one of the which holiday, which one of these days that you had that was just really, really great? Like you might have had a great Mother's Day one year, or you might have had a great Christmas or a great holiday, Thanksgiving, because all your family was at the house at the same time and it had been years to happen. So I want to know which one of the days in your lifetime was really special to you. And also, which one of the days was the worst? The worst Christmas or the worst Memorial Day weekend you ever had or whatever, all right? Is there a day that you refuse to recognize and participate in because you don't believe in what it stands for? If you call into this motherfucking show tonight and say you don't believe in Christmas or Jesus Christ and you took a motherfucking gift or you gave a gift, I'm killing you off the top. That's a fat. If you get on my fucking show tonight whining about the American Indians, but you set your fat ass down and ate your mama's sweet potato pie on Thanksgiving, I'm killing you. All right? I'm just letting you know how it's going to go down on the show. All right? If you could come up, this is the best part of the show. If you could come up with your own day and make it a nationally recognized holiday, what would it be? How would you like for people to celebrate your new holiday? If you could come up with your own holiday, you feel me? It's your day. You make this shit up. It's your holiday. All right? What would it be and how would you celebrate it? That's a good one right there. Episode 132. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. First up, my homie, is this 832?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just got off work. Yeah, but I was about to stop, but shit is raining.
Where the hell was you last night?
At home.
Why you didn't call the show?
I did call, but my best friend was over and we was clowning. So I know you saw my pictures I put on Facebook today. So we was clowning last night.
Well, we
were
talking about you. You know I'm gonna keep it 100. We were talking about your ass on the show last night.
What y'all said about me last night?
You go back and listen to the replay. That's all I can tell you.
What y'all said about me?
You should have answered. You should have stayed on the line, Shawty. That's all I can tell you.
I hope it wasn't bad.
Listen to the show.
You ain't even gonna tell me what y'all was saying about me last
listen
night.
Listen to the show.
Who was talking about me last night? I sure wanna know.
Listen to the show.
I ain't gonna listen to the show. I wanna hear word of mouth.
Listen
you
to
ain't
show.
Gonna tell me?
I'll tell you in a little bit. But for right now, we're on episode 132. All right, Lexi Poo, since you was up first and you on deck, I'm going to go ahead and run down the questions for you. This day, that day, yesterday, we're talking about all these damn holidays and days that we got. I'm just sick of days, all these days. When they come around back to back, I love them. I celebrate them. I like them, but sometimes they can just get on my damn nerves, especially all the other bullshit ones. So I'm talking about all these special national holidays that we got, like Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, all the major ones. You feel what I'm saying? My question is, What special days of the year do you actually feel special? Like, which days do you actually feels like a special day? You kind of go all out with it. And which ones do you just, like, fucking don't even know why they exist? Why do you have them? You hate them.
I like Easter. I do celebrate Easter. Not because of the Easter Bunny. I was raised in the church, so... You know, we do celebrate the birth, you know, and we celebrate the resurrection and the death of Jesus. So that day means a lot to me for that reason and that reason alone. I mean, Christmas, it's all right. I mean, I'm not going to lie. People just don't really get holy on Christmas. They really don't celebrate Christmas like they should. Buying a gift, it's always good to get a new gift. So, I mean, Christmas is cool, but Easter probably is like my best holiday, Easter.
Easter? What? And don't get me wrong. Look, everybody's got their opinion, but what, is it because you get to dress up on your Sunday best on Easter? Is that what it is about?
It's just the meaning of the day. You know, the day has meaning to me. It really does, and I mean that's one day I'm gonna make sure. You know, I'm at my ass is at church. I'm not saying to get all dressed up and stuff because I could care less about all that.
But you go to church the rest of the year, all the time, often.
You know, I used to. But I'm not going to lie. I work normally now since I've switched jobs. I work a lot on Sunday. I'm not going to lie to you. But I do make time to watch it from my computer. you know, for my church. But I'm not gonna lie, I work, and going to church isn't an excuse to miss your job. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest. But when I can, I'll go. You know, when I can, I go.
Okay. But of course, I have to kill you. Now, the only reason I gotta kill you, Lexi Poo, you gotta understand, because you sound like one of these people who go to church. Oh, like it don't matter. On Easter, you make sure you're at church as if. What does that mean? See that day. See that day right there. Easter has become a reason for people that don't go to church a lot to go to church to feel like if what happens if you don't go to church on Easter? I mean, it's just another day, isn't it? Feel a way because if you're not in church on that Easter day, then what's gonna happen if you went to church the week before or the week after? What is that saving your soul? You feel what I'm saying? So that's what that, and you picked a great day for me to even set the fucking show off with, because that's one of them days that, not that I have anything, I was raised in the church too, and I understand what Easter is all about, everything. But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna go to church just on Easter if I ain't been all motherfucking year, as if that really fucking matters.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's not my purpose. Like, honestly, like, I can feel the Lord presence from my house. I mean, but a lot of people tell you ain't got to go to church to be saved. But I mean, sometimes it is good to fellowship with other people, and it's good to get the word from that. Because if I read a lot of stuff in the Bible, I can't just break it down myself. So for me, going to church actually helps me. Like, I can't speak for everybody else, but that's just my own personal opinion.
All right. Okay. So, which day is the worst day to you? Which one of the nationally recognized days are you just like, what? I can't stand this fucking day. I hate it. And you just, every time it come around, you be like, what the fuck? I hate St. Patrick's Day.
I ain't gonna say I can't stand it and I can't hate it, but I can say Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthday. Those 3 days are the hardest for me.
Is there a particular reason why?
Well, Mother's Day, because my mother, she just wasn't fucking motherly. She was on drugs and shit. And my father, he's in prison. And my birthday, my dad went to prison. He was, you know, around my birthday. So it's hard. That's hard for me. So, I mean, I love my birthday. Don't get me wrong. I'm having fun. But it's like a bittersweet moment because I always remember that as a kid.
Okay.
You know, my dad's doing life. So it's like, you know, that's hard. But the Mother's Day and Father's Day, I do not celebrate. I don't celebrate Mother's Day, Father's Day. I'm just
going to
be honest, too, because,
like,
oh, she wrong.
I'm not
saying
I'm not saying. No. I tell anybody on this goddamn show, anybody listening to me right now, if you got a fucked up, not that she is now, but if you had a fucked up childhood and you and your mama just don't have that motherly feel, you know, it just ain't a vibe like that, mama or not, if that's how it is with y'all, then you don't need to be celebrating Mother's Day, okay? A lot of times people have mothers like that, but then they might have been raised by their grandmama, so they go to and do for grandmama. You feel what I'm saying? Like they had like a mother figure or auntie that raised them type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Now when you have kids, Lexi Poo, you might become back. You might get reintegrated back into Mother's Day. If you get married and have a husband, you might get reintegrated back into those two particular days because your kids will have. If you have a steady household and y'all got a functional family and everything's all kosher, you may be able to get back into those holidays. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, I don't hate
them.
I just don't celebrate. Okay. It don't mean that you hate it. It just means you just don't celebrate it, you know?
Okay.
It's another day.
All right. Next question. Which one of the holidays do you feel that's out right now don't get enough attention?
Martin Luther King Day.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, even though it's a Martin Luther King Boulevard in every city, but
MLK gets attention. It does. To me, MLK could get more attention. It could.
They could let me out work that day too.
Come on now. At the end of the day, let's be okay. I'm gonna piss a lot of motherfuckers off. Pay attention, everybody. And I know I'm gonna have motherfuckers hitting the number one on my phone line. 347, you up next, and then you Mission Girl. I know I'm gonna piss a lot of people off, but let's just keep it 100, okay? With MLK. MLK Day. The fact that the brother and I respect him immensely. The fact that he even got a national holiday is good enough, okay? He was a very inspirational speaker. He was a person who led a civil rights movement in a lot of aspects. But he was not the only one, but he was a leader. He was very very well spoken. He was good for the country, good for the world. I get why he celebrated, but giving him a national holiday and making people actually have paid holidays off for it, that's good. As far as them promoting it all while as if it's one of the bigger holidays like Christmas or something, like, you know what? I don't expect that. I'm good with how they even gave him that much talk. So I don't feel like he's being he gets slighted in all, because the fact that they actually made it a national holiday is good enough. I'm good with that.
Right.
There's a lot of people who've done, actually, to be honest with you, a lot more for this country than him. Period, point blank.
Right.
That's just the honest to God fucking flat out truth. Now, people might not like to hear that, but that's the fucking K100 truth. All right? So, the fact that he does have his own day, national holiday, on the calendars, I'm good.
Right.
I think they're well above and beyond celebrating that particular man's life by doing that.
Right.
What I don't feel like getting enough attention. What I don't feel like getting enough attention is Father's Day, when you balance it out, the amount of attention that Mother's Day gets. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
When you look at it at the grand scheme of things, and you can look at the numbers, the amount of money that's spent on Father's Day and the hype that's put on it, as opposed to when you compare neck and neck to Mother's Day, which it takes two to make a baby, God damn it. All right? You know what I'm saying? So everybody got a mother and a father.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more often than not, fathers are on the fucked up side of this situation, but that's not a reason why the whole country or basically the whole world never really puts much stock into Father's Day as they do Mother's Day. That's
right.
I'm a father, so I know. You feel what I'm saying? And I got a father, so I know. So that's my one question. One more question, and I'm going to go to 347, all right?
Okay.
Next question. If you could come up with a holiday, Lexi Poo is king of the country, of the world for the day. Lexi Poo can come up with whatever the fuck holiday she want to make a goddamn holiday. What would it be, and how would you celebrate it?
I don't know. I wouldn't create anything.
You
I mean, they got enough shit. They got enough shit going on.
You feel like you celebrate it? Nothing? Nothing?
No, I mean, not at this time. I mean, no, not really. It's enough stuff out there, you know. They celebrating for every damn thing.
National Welfare Day? National Sex Day?
They got National Sex Day. They already got that. They already got a National Sex Day.
Yes, they do. When is National
Sex Day? I honestly don't know what it is, but the day is not really. It's more like sex awareness.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I have. Look it up. I don't know the exact day.
It's Valentine's Day right now.
But I don't know. But I wouldn't make anything, to be honest with you. I ain't going to just make something up just to say something, but I wouldn't create nothing.
There ain't nothing you feel that special. I want to have a national pole mother. I want to have a national pole mother. Everybody in the whole country who motherfucking pole get to go anywhere, any establishment that day that charges you money on a proprietary basis.
How about national keep Lexi Poo name out your mouth day? Since people was talking about it. And you know what's funny, though? I talked to some people who was on your show yesterday, and nobody even said nothing to me. So that's real nice.
Well, you got
to
go.
They didn't even say nothing to me. But it's cool, though. No, I'm serious. So nobody ain't say shit. Like, because I asked about your show.
Well, you
know
me.
I asked about your show because I missed it. And nobody said, oh, well, Lexi Poo, you know. Ain't nobody said nothing. But it's cool, though.
I was hoping you would call in since we were discussing.
No,
you.
I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear nothing about my name because I wasn't on the show, so I don't know what was said about me, but I didn't hear it. But nobody had the decency to even say anything to me about it. But
I don't know if it because I mean it was nothing to beef over. I don't guess. Well, I don't know. You have to be the judge of that. I guess. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I said you have to be the judge of that yourself. I just know that we were discussing you, and I would rather for you have been on the show. When people are being discussed on my show, I like for both parties, whoever talking about the other person, I like for them to be on the show. And we've had some people go at it on K100. Everybody knows.
No, I mean, there's really no reason to go at it, but I feel like
it's my presence. I'm just saying, I brought it up specifically because I was hoping that you would have called in. Normally, you call in.
Well, I appreciate that you said something, but I feel like I wasn't even on the show. The show wasn't even about me, so how would my name have popped up on the show?
Well,
exactly. So how did Lexi Poo get called in on, like, my name wasn't even, why would it even be brought up? It wasn't about me.
Well,
so I wonder who brought my name up. I can imagine, you know what? You know what? It's cool, though. People talk about
it. Yesterday was when you needed to be on the show. But
I was at home. I was at home, but I wish somebody, I don't, people just need to keep my name out their mouth because I don't go on people's shows putting people's name out there. No,
that's
I'm serious because that's childish.
That's like me asking people to keep my name out their mouth. It's just
I know people like to keep my name in their mouth to say I don't even see half these people every day. And, you know, I'm doing everything for my damn self. But it's like I talk to people and nobody said anything to me about that. Nobody said nothing.
Well, you know, I keep it 100 on all mediums. So, therefore, I've informed you that you were talked about. Episode 131, download it. I'm going to the next caller. Stay on the line.
All right.
347-529. What's popping? K100 Internet Radio. You dig? What's going on? Who's this?
This is LaCrush.
Oh, Crush, what's happening, babe? What's going on?
Ain't much. How you been?
What's going on, girl? LaCrush from Phone Fantasy Radio. What's going on with you tonight? Huh?
Nothing. Interesting topic.
It is. No show for you tonight?
No?
Okay.
Nope.
Well, you can hang out with K100. You good?
Yep.
Of course, you know, this is my homegirl, the crush from the Phone Fantasy Radio Show, and that's a courtesy that I extend to all my fellow BTR hosts. I'll keep her mic open if she can keep the background music down and she can engage in the conversation with me. I do the same thing with Nooney Jr. and Game Hunter and Nikki and everybody else who does BTR talk shows. It's just a little something I like to do because I'm not a hater. I show love. I make sure she gets her information out to the people on the show. Okay, episode 132. All right. This day, that day. Yesterday, we're talking about all these damn holidays and stuff. You've been on the phone line. You heard what I'm talking about. What the show is about. What special days of the year do you actually feel special? Which ones do you celebrate? And then, which ones do you think are the worst and you just hate them?
Well, the one I think that's most important to me, I would have to say Thanksgiving. And no, it's not because of the passing of it or how it came to be, but just the fact that, you know, you do need to, not just one day, but every day, that you do need to take time and acknowledge, like, you know, thanks for, you know, everything that you've done, everything that you were going to do and all that good stuff. So just to be grateful.
This is my thing with Thanksgiving. And a lot of these days I'm talking about, I partake in them and I celebrate them and everything. But my thing about it is this, and I just celebrate Thanksgiving with my family. I do it every year. But what the fuck does cooking all that food have to do with Thanksgiving? I know the pilgrims did all that and they had a big feast with the Indians and blah 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 and all that. I get, but really, I mean, to give thanks, how does that equate to the feel?
Well, I didn't do that. I'm a single person. My family is spread across the U.S. of A. So, you know, I had, what do we have? We had Cornish hen. I didn't have a big dinner, nothing like that. But the fact that you get your family and those that are close to you, stuff like that, you come together. It's not really the spread that's out, but the fact that normally these holidays, a lot of people come over, so you end up making abundance of food. So okay. I think that's what that really, you know, in some households, I think that's what it really is when you come, like, so much food.
Oh, okay. What days do you not like? What days do you think, like, this should even be a holiday? It shouldn't be a celebration or anything. It's just the useless.
Days that are useless. Christmas. I do. I think Christmas, Easter, that whole thing. I mean, you know, I'm not an atheist, but I'm not into the whole church thing. And I know, folks. But just the meaning of the day, like Christmas, I don't get it. Now that's a holiday I don't get. This white man going around giving everybody presents.
I mean, but you know what it's really about, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Hold on a second, Crush. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So my bad, everybody. I'm multitasking and people are trying to get at me about some important stuff and I'm like they trying to They know I'm live on the fucking radio.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I hate people do that, but I had to take that call because I got to make sure it's about some money. You know how that shit be.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, you know I'm on a goddamn radio show. I hate when people do that. But Christmas, first of all, Christmas, Santa Claus, that's just some shit that people just added to the damn holiday, okay? It's not about Santa Claus. Santa Claus, I don't even know where Saint Nick came from. I don't know how he got fabricated up in people's minds and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And he's really not needed at all for the holiday. I allowed my kids are 7 and 9 and they know fuck well ain't no Santa Claus. They know mom and daddy bought them this shit. They don't write fake letters to Dear Santa. They say mom and daddy, I won't. You feel what I'm saying? You feel
right.
me? And they know who the fuck bought it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I cutting him out of the equation, I definitely get. But I mean, Christmas is supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay. That's the main thing it's supposed to be celebration of. But, and you know, the three wise men, they came and they gave gifts. And so the whole thing of giving people gifts came from the three wise men who gave gifts to the first, to the Son of God. And that's the whole point. And that's why we give the gifts. Just like we eat the food, and then we've somehow turned that eating of the food into giving thanks. Celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ should be more like Easter, I think.
I agree.
I mean, if you're really going by what the fucking holiday really means, then why don't people go to church on Christmas? Nobody goes to church on Christmas. Everybody stays home and gets gifts and gives gifts, but nobody goes to church on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, that should be another day that you go. It should be like Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
I get it.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm. Being
no,
a little...
I agree with you, sir. I really do agree with you. They go midnight mass.
Right. So let me go to the next question. Is there a day that you refuse to recognize or participate in because you don't believe in what it stands for in general? Now, do you not participate in Christmas because you don't believe in Jesus Christ or something like that? Or is there another day that you don't participate in because you just don't believe in it, period? Like, some people don't celebrate Halloween because they think that it's synonymous with witchcraft and devil worship or some shit, which is actually that's really not technically true. But anyway, is there another day?
I mean, I look at it like this. All the major holidays have a major point for me. So you basically take what you can from that point. Like Christmas, I'll give a gift or an expected gift. Or my birthday, I'll give a gift or expect a gift. You know, Martin Luther King Day, you go and you look up Martin Luther King and you celebrate his life. I mean, you just take what you can from it, you know, because
you
don't do it, somebody else do. Valentine's Day, I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day anymore.
Yeah.
I think very important holidays, Memorial Day. And Veteran Day, those 2 days need to really be bigged up,
right?
You know, very much because, you know, those are people that are, you know, fighting in the war and they doing their thing. So
right.
I think they should be pumped up a little bit more like they do Christmas and all the other holidays to get our damn money.
Right.
Independence Day, that's just a day to do a barbecue. Like,
yeah. Well, now we're coming to my favorite day. Independence Day is Blitzen's favorite holiday, and I'm going to tell you why. It has absolutely nothing to do with that fucking holiday. So you know why Independence Day is my favorite holiday, nigga? Because my birthday is Independence Day. And every day, I ball the fuck out of my birthday.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's always something to do because motherfuckers are off work. It's always a party. It's always a club popping. It's always a barbecue. I ain't never had a motherfucking dull birthday since I've been motherfucking grown, nigga, because of what day my birthday. My birthday is 4th. You feel what I'm saying? And I mean, it's the 5th. And so basically, that's like right there. So, you know, it's like one of the birthdays that's like the day of or the day after. And you just celebrate it like right then. Like I'm always, you know what I'm saying, in the club on birthday. Because if we out for the 4th of July, when it hits 12, it's my birthday. I'm popping bottles. You dig? So that's why that's my favorite holiday. It's totally selfish and personal. Totally selfish and personal. Why I love that motherfucking holiday. But that's why I love the fucking 4th of July, because my birthday is the day after and I always bring it in like that. The one day I fucking hate that I don't celebrate, but I will take off work for it, is Columbus Day. Columbus was a fucking murdering fraud, alright? Columbus was a fucking murdering fraud, and he should not be celebrated. Once again, this cracker, and for all my white people that's on the line, I don't want you to mistake yourself with being a cracker if you're not a cracker. If you're just a white person, See episode 72. You want to know the difference. This cracker was a slave owner, a slave trader. He should not be celebrated in any way, shape, or form. He did not discover America. Somebody discovered it before him. You can't discover some shit that's already there and people were already there. His whole legacy is a fucking fraud, and he should not be celebrated at all whatsoever in history. That's my pick for that shit. All right?
Totally agree with that.
Right, so last question, all right, and I'm going to the rest of the phone lines. I got people raising their hands. If you could make a La Crush holiday, National La Crush Day, all right, if you could make a national holiday out of whatever you wanted to, give it to me. What would it be?
We already know it's gonna be Super Fluffy Day.
Super Fluffy Day? What goes on Super Fluffy Day?
Super Fluffy Day, you have to acknowledge everybody that's considered overweight. People are gonna have to be nice to them.
Is that what not? No, you know what?
They're gonna have to cancel all weight loss programs.
Well, since it's not Super Fluffy Day, is the reason why you like Thanksgiving because your ass like to eat?
I'm just saying. Actually, no. I didn't do nothing big this Thanksgiving.
Okay, so you want a national Super Fluffy Day where people are just nice to everybody that's
right. The kids can't be teased in school.
Uh-huh.
You can't talk bad about a big person. You can't make references to the big person. Nothing. You're gonna have to rub the big girl feet.
Oh,
and men get their belly rubs. yes.
Okay.
It's national just like Valentine's Day, but for fat people only.
La Crush, phone fantasy radio. Tell them how to find the show, babe.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, starting again next week, and Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts.
All right. There you have it, everybody. Episode 132, Michigan Girl. Stay on the line, La Crush. What it do, babe?
What's going on? What's up?
903, you up next. Shay Shay after that. 850, you after that. And I got a private call on the line after that. And the rest of you people are sitting around not saying shit. How you doing? That's not raising her hand. But I'm glad you're here. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 if you want to talk. Got my homegirl, Michigan Girl, on the line. And my homegirl, La Crush. We're going to leave her mic open because she's a BTR host. If she can stop clanking them goddamn plates in the background and shit.
Sorry.
Damn it, man. Okay. Michigan Girl, episode 132. What holiday do you feel is a special day? What day do you celebrate and you feel like it is a special day and you partake into the festivities? And which day do you really just think is you just don't like at all? You think it's just some bullshit? Go ahead.
Of course. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays.
Even though you got to spend all the money your damn self, it's still one of your favorite ones? I'm just saying.
Yeah, because you know what? I don't know. The Christmas, you know, to me is more about giving, you know, and, you know, seeing other people happy when you give them a present or give them, you know, something they want. And my kids, you know, making sure they're happy. So at the end of the day, even though I'm spending money and I'm probably spending it all myself, you know, it's still my favorite holiday. Plus, I have some good memories, you know, from childhood. Because my grandmother and my grandfather basically raised me because my mom was off doing her thing. So they always made Christmas special. So, you know, it's just still one of those special holidays, even if it's not all that I want it to be.
Okay, so, I mean, like I said, I celebrate Christmas and everything. I just don't think that Christmas is celebrated the way it should be celebrated because if it's a holiday based on the birth of Jesus Christ, why don't people go to church like they do on Easter? I just don't. Do you understand that point? Do you get that? Don't it make sense to you?
I get that, and it does make sense, and I know that the only time people go to church on Christmas, and I ain't gonna even lie, me included, is when Christmas falls on a Sunday, and the kids be mad because they got to open their presents and then hurry up and get ready and go to church.
Right, so that's all I'm saying. So it's not that I don't like Christmas, I celebrate it. Right.
It's supposed to be about, you know, the birth of Jesus and everything.
Right.
I think it's gotten away from the true meaning, like with the Santa Claus and all that. But, of course, my kids, you know, they never really believed in the Santa Claus thing. They know mama, grandmama, whoever, you know, daddy, whatever, when they going to do, is buying presents.
You know, I think that's a kind of a black thing too. Most black people, especially average income black people, they don't do the whole Santa Claus thing because they like, fuck that, I work too hard for this shit. I'm gonna let them motherfuckers know where they got this shit from. Fuck all that. I bought it. Damn it. And I take it back and you fuck up. Okay.
Right.
Which one do you think is the worst one?
I don't know about the worst one. I mean, I pretty much, I'm good with most of them. I mean, some of them I don't really participate in. Like, of course, Columbus Day, nobody really does anything for that. But I do party because a lot of times Columbus Day falls on my birthday or my birthday falls on Columbus Day, whichever way you want to play it. So I will party, but it has nothing to do with Columbus. So I can't say that I celebrate that.
Right.
St. Patrick's Day is just an excuse to drink. Everybody to drink, really, if you ask me. So
I think that's New Year's. I think New Year's is the day. If you're not going to like church or watch night services, I think New Year's is the day that people just go out and party excessively and get shit faced and wasted. That's another party day to me. St. Patrick's Day is an excuse to wear green. I mean, really? Nobody even likes green. Green looks horrible.
Right.
Unless it's goddamn
nobody
put in my pocket.
Green. Right. Nobody likes green, but I know a lot of people. Patrick's Day is an excuse to drink, you know. So, hey,
I ain't mad at you. Maybe I don't have enough white friends. Where's Jenna when you need her?
I think Valentine's Day is overrated.
That's mm-hmm. Would you feel okay? Let me ask you this then: if you feel like it's overrated, if you had a husband and you was married, and that nigga didn't get you none on Valentine's Day, would it be a problem?
No. Been there, done that.
No?
Been there, done that. No.
Okay, now. Remember that.
I'm just,
you know what I'm
saying? I'm just saying. Well, I'm just saying. To me,
I'm
it's
saying, remember that. I'm just saying, remember that.
I'm just saying, you take one day, and you want to, you know, try to do all of this great stuff to show somebody you love them, but then the other 364 days or whatever, you acting an ass.
That's not really what normally goes down. Normally people are, if you're an asshole, you're just an asshole or whatever, but I mean, nobody's really an asshole for 365 days a year and didn't do something nice on Valentine's Day. That person doesn't exist, okay? If they're an asshole, they're not going to do shit on Valentine's Day. They just an asshole. So, I mean, that's kind of taking it out of context.
No, because I know, and the reason why I say that is because I know, and maybe not 364 days out of the year, but I know a lot of guys that, you know, do whatever, act certain ways, whatever, won't do shit. Then Valentine's Day, they want to, you know, show out and act like they so in love with their wives, girlfriends, whatever, putting on them front. And it's just, to me, that's not what the holiday is about. Now, if you truly love somebody and you want to do something for them, then that's fine. But just trying to put on a front and all this big, you know, commercials and feeling like you have to go out and do something, or for a woman feeling like if you don't have a date on Valentine's Day or you don't get something, then you not, you know, it's something wrong with you. That's the part about Valentine's Day that I say, that's why I say it's overrated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I think Valentine's Day should not be celebrated in any form whatsoever by anybody that's single. Once again, if you are single, you should not be participating in any Valentine's Day. Giving, receiving, expecting, it's for lovers. It's for spouses or serious boyfriends and girlfriends. All right? That's my disclaimer for Valentine's Day. Now, I am the type that if I do have a girlfriend, you feel me? I've always did a little something on Valentine's Day, you feel me? But I do a little something all during the year, too. So it's not like I don't do anything all year long. But if I'm not in a relationship, if I'm single, I'm not celebrating Valentine's Day. Means absolutely fucking nothing to me when I'm in single mode. Nothing. All right, next question.
But you brought up a good point. You said if you in a relationship, whatever, then you do something on Valentine's Day, but you do stuff throughout the year. It's some people that don't really do anything throughout the year, but they pick Valentine's Day, the one day, to try to do, you
know,
whatever.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go on to the next question. See, the thing is, what are you saying these little things, that these little extra things during the year? If your man rubs your feet during the year, If your man takes you out to eat every now and again to a movie during the year, you feel what I'm saying? If your man cooks dinner for you every now and again during the year or whatever, you treats you out of something, that's it. I mean, is there a reason that he has to randomly go buy you candies and flour outside of Valentine's Day or some kind of occasion? I mean, that would be nice or whatever, but why? Why?
Why not?
I mean, What do you mean why not? I mean, he could.
You said why? Why should a person?
No, because listen.
Shouldn't he do it? Or vice versa? Why shouldn't she do it?
Listen, what I'm saying. He does other nice things for you. It may not be the standard operating Valentine's Day shit like going to get you flowers and candy and balloons and shit like that, a bouquet of flowers. He may not do that, but all the other nice shit you can't. Throw it to the side like it don't matter when he comes home and you rubs your feet after you've been on your feet all day at work or takes you out to dinner in a movie in between time. Those are the nice things he's doing right there. Those are the extra things that he's doing right there. He doesn't have to come equipped with bells and whistles and shit. Maybe that's what makes Valentine's Day kind of special to the person because he does get to go all out and put the little extra oomph in it. But people, women kill me when they say, oh, this guy you should get flowers just on GP. Why? Well, if he doesn't, that makes him a bad guy, and now you don't want him on Valentine's Day? Fuck out of here. I'm saying, if he does other nice things for you, what do you mean?
That's not what we're saying. We're saying, okay, I understand what you're saying, and that's cool because it don't always have to be about money, but I'm talking about them dudes that don't even do that little simple stuff that you're talking about, but then when Valentine's Day come around, they want to, you know, act like, oh, I'm the man because I did this, and this. You know, you do it once a year, and you think that's supposed to cover anything else. It's not always about money. It don't even have to be about flowers. Like you said, rubbing her feet or, you know, cooking dinner or what, just whatever. Simple things that show you care, you love somebody, that's fine. I'm talking about the people that don't even do that stuff throughout the year, but then Valentine's Day come around, and they want to act like they the man.
All right, I get that. Let me move on to the next question. I'm gonna get the rest of these callers. What?
Hello.
You feel me? Not one that you feel is special, but was there ever a day like you had a really great Mother's Day one time? You feel me? Or a really great Christmas or a really great New Year's one day? Which one had like the best memory for you one day? Maybe it was a Columbus Day because it was your birthday celebration. And which one had the worst memory ever?
My very first Mother's Day. I had my son and he actually took his first steps on Mother's Day, and I'll always remember that. So that was a very special Mother's Day.
Ah, I like that. Oh, you'll never forget that day. That's good. Like I said, what about the worst one?
Worst holiday? I had a bad Christmas one year.
What happened? What you thought? I was going to let you say that and not ask you the question?
I was, you know, young, and like I said, my grandparents raised me, and I was about 12 or 13, and my mom promised that she would come home for Christmas. Of course, we lived in Benton Harbor. She was in Chicago about an hour and a half away, and, you know, she didn't come. She didn't call, and I found out that she was in jail. She had got arrested for drugs, which I already knew she was messing with drugs. So that was not a good Christmas that year.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that can ruin a kid, especially a child at 12. That can fuck up your Christmas. All right. Last question, and then 903 is on deck. All right. If you could come up with one day, it's Michigan Girl Day. It's your own special day, your own special holiday. You can come up with it. You can celebrate it how you want it to. What would it be?
You know what? Ever since I read this, I've been trying to think of what holiday I would come up with. And I don't even know what I'd name it, but I need a holiday where you just get a whole bunch of free shit. You can either take a free – you get to decide, like, what you want for free. You can either take a free trip. You get a free shopping spree. You just – it's just a free day, and everybody –
You basically going what I did. I said National Pope Motherfucker Day. That's my day. I want a National Pope Motherfucker Day. I want a day Well, if you are a Fortune 500 motherfucking country in this motherfucking country, company in this country, for one motherfucking day every year, you got to let all the poor motherfuckers in who can't afford to go for your motherfucking establishment any other time in that motherfucker for free.
Well,
period, point blank.
I like that, but I need mine to be a little bit more, because, see, I might need to take a trip, and I need somebody to sponsor that trip. Like, I might want to go to Greece or somewhere I can't afford, so I'm going to need one of the
we're going to have to coordinate this thing where you only get to use your one free shit. So out of that trip to Greece, you might never been able to afford a motherfucking plane ticket to motherfucking goddamn Greece. But on the National
American
Free Day,
Airlines,
if you afford,
got you.
The airlines got you, Nay. They only going to have a certain
right.
amount of seats, so you got to. They might have a lottery or something for their National Free Day. Every year, all these Fortune 500 rich fuck-ass countries, BP or all the oil, all the gas companies, they going to have a lottery. All right, we have a lottery for everybody. Listen, for everybody that filed taxes in this motherfucking country last year, who made who was poor enough to get earned income motherfucking credit on their taxes, your name gets put in the motherfucking lottery, and it gets dispersed out to the company. That's it. That's my day.
No, I need you to raise that a little bit, because I ain't get earned income credit last year, but I still consider myself.
Well, your ass ain't poor. Your ass ain't poor.
Yes, I am.
What y'all think about my idea? My day is the shit. National Poor Motherfuckers Day. I'm running with that. A lot of people.
I need you to raise the limit on the income
okay.
a little bit, and then I'll ride with you, and we can have that. We can work on that day. I need you to raise the income.
I'll raise it up to 50,000 for the household. I'll raise up to 50 stacks for the household. If you make under 50 grand for the household, and now, goddamn it, if you make more than $50,000 and you can't afford a plane ticket, you're fucking up your money.
Right. So I can roll with you on that.
All right. $50,000, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it above the cut. And that's a lot of money. You should be able to budget and save up. May take you a minute, but this is for the motherfuckers who will never ever get a chance to do. I don't give a fuck. Every Fortune 500 company, and we know they know how much money you make. You're a Fortune 500 company in this country on National Free Day. You must, per how large you are, give the government your however many vouchers for your National Free Day shit. If you're a gas company, you goddamn gonna give a fill up. If you're a grocery chain, Walmart. You're going to give a motherfucker $100 goddamn shopping cart to every, and we're going to have a lottery, and however it gets dispersed out, we're going to work it out. National Free Motherfucking Day, National Poor Motherfucking Day, and goddamn, I love it. Obama, get on it, homie. All right, 903, you okay, 100, what's poppin'? Stay out, Michigan girl.
What's up, Blizzum? What's up, LaCrush, a.k.a. Muscle Muff?
Oh, what's up, Ruby? I forget you coming from a crazy ass zip code, man. I be forgetting this your ass. So what's going on? Yeah, we all right. We good. What are you all right? You good?
I'm good.
This is for you. per the post that Keisha F put up today.
Yes, I would gladly be her baby daddy.
Not be anyone's baby daddy. I don't know how many times I have to explain to you, you don't have a dick.
Well, her baby mama.
Hey, don't
I will
mean
my,
a
I will insert,
you cannot
I will insert
without a dick.
My... Huh?
Just because you're gay don't mean nothing. Just because you're gay don't mean you can be somebody's baby daddy.
I said our baby mama. It doesn't matter. I could just insert my eggs in her and we can use somebody's sperm and it'd be happy.
She's taking application for baby daddy.
I don't give a damn.
Once again, for you. All right. Episode 132. Welcome to the show, everybody. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Got my homegirl, Ruby Candy, on the line. Also, I got my homegirl from Phone Fantasy Radio, LaCrush, the extra fluffy lover. What's happening?
Yeah. I'm down with that fluffy holiday.
Super fluffy
flirt,
but I'll take that one too.
the question, her national holiday, per my question, is a national fat people day, where everybody has to be nice to fat people.
A BBW day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what, LaCrush, though, I'm fucking with that. I like that holiday.
Yeah, I started laughing when she said it. I was just like, okay, I don't know about the feet rub, but I could rub the belly and the boobs.
Belly and the boobs.
Ruby, episode 132, here we go. What special day of the year, any national holidays, what are we talking about, these days, these special days we have, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's, 4th of July, all these days, these national holidays, nationally recognized holidays, which one of the days of the year to you is really special to you and you enjoy celebrating it, and which one you can care less about and you don't even know why it exists?
I love 4th of July. Love it because it's close to my birthday. Yeah. it's close to my birthday, and I mean, I could just, me and the kids, you know, I buy a whole bunch of firecrackers and just, it's special.
I love 4th of July. Like I said, my birthday is on the 5th of July, so I've never without nothing to do on my birthday. I have not had a boring birthday since I've been 18. Before 18, fuck that, like 15. You understand? The only time I had a boring birthday was when I was overseas, and you know what I'm saying? And I was in the military, and I was overseas, and it just wasn't going down. But anytime I've been in this country, I've always balled out. I had a great time for my birthday. Now, sometimes my birthday, I didn't get shit. I didn't get a gift, but I ain't never not had nothing to do on my birthday because it's the day after 4th of July. So I always go out on 4th of July, bring in my motherfucking birthday on the 5th at 12 o'clock, solicit. You feel what I'm saying? And I always have something to do with all the barbecues and shit. So that's why 4th of July is my favorite. It's totally, totally selfish. Fuck you, I don't give a shit.
Because my oldest brother, he's in the Marines, and his birthday's on the 4th.
Right. So you always have a party to go to. You got a birthday that. You feel what I'm saying? Always something to fucking do. I've never had a birthday. Which one is the worst?
Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, Easter. Oh, damn. Columbus Day. Should I keep going?
What's wrong with what? First of all,
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is overrated. Columbus Day, I don't even know why the fuck.
Right.
All
right. Yeah.
Why the fuck? Thanksgiving to me, I mean, it's just. Hey, you should be thankful all the time.
Okay.
The thing
about Thanksgiving, everybody knows they should be thankful all the time. But this is when they want you to just pay special attention and just take a moment out of really thinking. You should be thankful all the time. But they're celebrating they're celebrating the feast that the pilgrims had when the Indians saved their bacon and didn't let their fucking ass starve. Hindsight is definitely 2020 on
but
that.
But you know, that's the one
that
you come together with family too.
I mean, because I mean,
that's
yeah,
the one
but
that
it's still, I mean,
that all the family come together.
Right.
So, I mean, that's why I know that technically you should be thankful every day, but I'm not. I fucks with Thanksgiving because it is a day that a lot of times a lot of people get a chance to see family that they don't get a chance to see often. Sometimes people travel all the way across the country that one day they may live way out and they travel to be with their family. So I'm not mashing on Thanksgiving like that because Thanksgiving, even though it's not necessarily. Even though you should be thankful every day, I'm just saying.
Unnecessary food you gotta buy. I mean,
well, they got a lot of people at your house. That's
all
they're
talking
about.
They just losing sight. Most people just lose sight of what Thanksgiving is really about.
They lose
and
sight of
like,
what every holiday is about.
I had to tell my kids, Christmas is not really about me buying you this and buying you that. It's given, Santa Claus ain't real.
So my whole thing about it is, see, I told everybody that I was gonna mash people who did what you just did. And my thing is, you're saying that you're saying you hate it, you don't like it, but you just said you bought your kids a gift.
No, I mean I don't like it. I mean it's not the point that I hate. I never said that I hated it. I mean it's just overrated. I mean, you're going out, you're buying all this stuff, but, I mean, it's not about, you know, the gifts, and it's about giving.
I know that, but I'm just
basically,
saying. I understand what you're saying about it's turned into a spending spree, and people have commercialized it, and you know what I'm saying, and made it about everything but the birth of Jesus Christ. But I'm just saying. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like. I mean, it is about giving. You give the gifts because the three wise men gave the gifts to the newborn child.
Yeah,
but
it was only one.
Giving of gifts.
It was one gift per wise man. So therefore,
if their gift is expensive enough, then hey, listen, hold up. Them weren't no cheap ass gifts back then, okay? They gave myrrh. That's like giving a nigga a goddamn diamond ring or some shit nowadays. That was expensive shit.
Right,
right,
but it was still just one gift. I mean, if you're going by what it was,
but
it was one gift. But then if you're going by what it actually meant, these are gifts that, sir, he can, that can be used.
Well, then in that case,
all
I
the
mean,
gifts
and,
that
and,
was given are something that can be used. So
all
buying the PlayStation 3s and all that other stuff, that's a want. That's not a necessity. So, therefore, you should only keep hats and gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get technical about it.
See, but, hey, you know what? LaCroix made a perfect point.
I'm starting to think that. Are you two cheap motherfuckers? Are y'all some cheap motherfuckers?
No, I'm not cheap. I can be, but I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm really not. But
you know,
this Christmas, my kids, they got so much from so many people. I had all their gifts. I had all their gifts, and I gave them to charity. I did. They were pissed off at me, but shit, it is what it is.
Why would you do that? Who the fuck are you? Kill
Why?
Yourself.
Because, I mean, listen, you got to think about it. There's other kids
that
I bought them. You know what I'm saying? I bought them. And so I let them, you know, pick. But there's other kids out there that's not getting, you know, that's not getting anything from
it. Right, and if it's giving, then therefore she should get a part
and,
of
I mean,
that.
That's what I'm trying to teach my kids. I mean, it's not all about, okay, well, you got this, and, you know, you got that. I mean, hey, it is what it is. If you're gonna, if you feel that way and work, you know, the way he is, my oldest son, he'll tell you. Yeah, he was
so
pissed off,
you gotta,
it is what it is.
Okay.
You
all right.
Shoot yourself, Blizzard. You gotta shoot yourself.
No, I'm not shooting myself. Ruby Candy can make a national holiday, whatever day she wants. What would it be? How would you celebrate?
National Head Day. It don't matter if it's, I mean, if a woman's giving a man head, a woman, I mean, hey, vice versa. National fucking head day.
You must swallow on National Hair Day. Once again.
Yes,
you must swallow.
Like LaCroix said, make sure you drink plenty of pineapple juice. Make that shit sweet.
Listen, if you have to swallow, there's a lot of the hospitals need to be on standby.
You must be over the age of 18 to party on National Hair Day.
Yeah, right. You know that's not gonna happen. There's gonna be so many gold shirts. Everybody
like
wearing gold shirts the next day.
I like National Hair Day. I'll take it. All right, stand by. Stand by. Hey, file Shay Shay, and then 917 is up next. All right, Shay. What's going on?
Not much. Can't hear me?
Popping with you. You hear these nasty. You hear these women from the line. Y'all
yes. Oh, my goodness. The nerve. Who wants head? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not knocking a holiday. I'm just saying.
I'm not putting that thing in my mouth.
What? Keep your breath in.
That was a joke.
You should,
put, a joke.
You should
y'all
swallow every day. You should swallow every day. Don't have do it. Do it, goddammit. Have do it.
Hold on, let me take a sip of my drink.
All right, episode 132. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 917 is up next. And then I see Keisha F. Oh, I think that's Game down there. Let me get down here and bring him up in a minute. Also, I see LL and a couple more people on the line. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Got Shay on the line right now. We're going to go ahead and run her down. I mean, not really run her down. But.
Yeah, run me down? Damn.
Well,
would that be a foursome? Who's on the line?
All right, episode 132. Shay, what special holidays, what special days that we, these national days we have, which ones are special to you? Which ones do you participate in, you love, and which one do you hate?
All these damn days. Let's see. Well, Christmas, of course, I love that day just because what it represents. And growing up, we did go to church on Christmas. I mean, we went in the morning and did the little Christmas program, said our speeches and had service and all that stuff and was in church like all day long.
Right.
And came home and it was like family time all day long. But as I gotten older, I guess they just kind of got away from that. I guess churches don't do that. And then I don't really go to church like that anymore either. So,
Do you go to church on Easter? Like Lexi Poo said that she goes to church on Easter and she makes a big deal about going to church on Easter. Of course, I have nothing against the holiday of Easter and I understand what it's about, but I hate people who only go to church on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. I don't really go to church.
I hate people who do that. Why?
Why the fuck are you going to die
and go to hell on that Monday if you just sucked a dick and swallowed it?
You're
going to burn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what was your point? What's the point of going to? What's the point of not going to church all year but going on Easter? If you do that, that's for your ass.
I used to hate that. Whenever I was sitting in church and like you see the people that you ain't seen all year long, but they pop up and they peek purple.
I don't understand
blue,
that call.
Yellow,
it makes no sense to me whatsoever. As if God don't know your black ass ain't been to church all year.
We know God ain't seen you.
Right, so which one do you hate? You said you like Christmas. Which one do you hate? I guess.
It's got to be Columbus Day because, I mean, you know, who going to celebrate a holiday from the ignorant dude?
Right.
He didn't discover nothing. He was lost. Right. So what we celebrating being lost?
Right. Once again, Columbus Day is my pick for a national holiday that should be eradicated altogether. He was a fucking a drunk. He was also a fucking a mean, nasty bastard. He was a slave owner, and he did not discover America. Even if you want to look at it from the people who came from Europe, and when America Vespucci was here way before him, so he's getting a lot of credit for a bunch of shit he should not get credit for.
Exactly.
And
he
just stopped preaching about talking about his motherfucking school and taking his name off the motherfucking calendar. But I will take the off day from work. All right.
Yeah. No, I remember in school, I told my little brother to go back and tell his teacher. I gave him some words of knowledge and told him to go back and tell his teacher. My mom said I shouldn't have done that because he would have got a bad grade. I said, no, he wouldn't have. And I said, did you go to your teacher what I told you? He's like, yes.
Well, that's how it is. Hold on, next question. I'm going to jump to this question. If you could come up with a holiday. No, I'm going to go to the other question. I'm going to ask you these two. Which holiday in your lifetime that you remember that you had a great holiday, like you had a great Mother's Day or a great Christmas or a great New Year's, and which one was the worst holiday? I can tell you mine after that.
The best, I don't know which one is the best. I'm trying to think. Let me tell you which one was the worst, and maybe I can remember the best after that one.
Okay.
The worst was one Christmas when I was a kid. My dad had gone to a Christmas party. And apparently somebody had spiked his drink or something. And, he was, like, high as hell, like, unnaturally high. And he was, like, driving backwards and all crazy and had to go to the hospital, have his stomach pumped on Christmas Eve. It, like, kind of ruined our Christmas. And,
wow.
Yeah, that was a bad Christmas right there.
Was Daddy rolling? Was he rolling?
Well, now that I'm looking back on it, maybe he was. I mean, I don't know. Somebody had spiked their drink at the Christmas party that my mom went to.
Is you rolling?
And, That
might
be.
you can't think of a good one. My best holiday was a New Year's Day that I had one time when I was living in Virginia. I partied and we had such a great time. I was with some good people. I'll never forget that New Year's. I was with some of my friends from the military. I was in the military, but man, it was New Year's. Man, we was all off, and man, for some reason, it's just that particular New Year's, some of my closest friends that I had in the military, and then some of us, we was about 20 fucking deep, nigga, in the club. We spent plenty of money. We balled out. Everybody made it home safe. We talked about that fucking New Year's night for, like, I still remember it. You feel what I'm saying? So I think
that's my
New Year's. I think I was 21. New Year's, when I was 22 years old. New Year's when I was 22. I'll never forget it. I still remember it like it was yesterday, man. And, Yeah, my worst one was I had a real bad birthday 1 year, and so one of my 4th of July.
Oh, that just reminded me.
Yeah, one of my 4th of July was also actually a year that I was in the military. I had a really bad. I was just going through a whole bunch of shit. You feel me? And I had a real bad birthday, which basically equates to a bad 4th of July holiday. So both of them. I've only had one of those, and I was in the military for both of them. So that's pretty much it. Other than that, all of mine have been pretty much decent, but those two stand out.
That's cool. Hey, I just thought my best one was the year I went to New York for my birthday. So that was the best holiday. Yes.
What holiday was it?
I never gone to New York. It was my damn birthday. That's the holiday it was.
Oh, okay, your birthday. You know, I left birthdays out of this shit on purpose, people. Okay.
Well,
only reason why I said my birthday, because my birthday is basically on the 4th of July. That's why I said
my birthday is July. So, I mean, it's like I celebrate all month long.
It's the 5th, going whatever. Shut the hell up, Chris. I'm trying to trick my words. Shay, National Shay Day. It's National Shay Shay Day. What would it be? What would be popping? What would it be all about? And how would you celebrate it?
I would celebrate it. We already have a family holiday, but if we're gonna make it a national day, well, I'm gonna say my last name on the air. We'll call it National Shay Day, and we celebrate because me and my twin uncles, we were all born on the same day. I was born on their birthday, July 14th. Pretty much like all month long, like for that whole week of July 14th, we usually have something whenever we all get together in town. So that would be my holiday. I would call it National Shay Day, and we would just get fucked up, hang out with friends, family, and eat.
I mean, that sounds like that just sounds like Thanksgiving for my world.
I ain't saying nothing about eating. We're going to be on a liquid diet all week.
Oh, shit.
Well, then it sounds like New Year's. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like New Year's.
I mean, you got to come up. I'm going to come back. You got to come up with something better than that. That's not good enough.
Okay.
No, that's not going to work. It's not going to
fly. You're going to take my holiday? You're not going to accept it?
Because you got to come up with something like the Poe Motherfucker Day or the National Fluffy Day or the National Head Day, even though you probably swallow anyway.
I don't need a special day for that.
All right, I'm going to the next call. Stay on the line.
Wait a minute. I have something to say about Valentine's Day. Single people can celebrate Valentine's Day, too, because let me tell you. You don't have to be in a relationship to be celebrating. Valentine's Day is love. Yeah. But you can give us gifts all the time, and they still do. And I'm telling you something. So there.
Fuck that. Don't look for me if we ain't got them. If I ain't put a ring on it or got them and you don't got them, leave it the address. Kill yourself.
You ain't my daddy. I don't expect it.
Ah, fuck that. If you don't live at the address or I ain't put a ring on it, don't look over his way for Valentine's Day. It's not going to go down. All right.
I'm my own Valentine. Does that count?
What?
I'm in a relationship with myself. I'm my own Valentine. I'm going to a show on Valentine's Day. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count. That's actually kind of pathetic.
I love me day. Why it can't be I love me day for single people?
Thank you. You gotta love yourself before you love anybody else.
Exactly. So why can't it be I love me day for single people?
You're trying to hijack the show. It's not gonna happen. Valentine's Day for lovers and explaining relationship. You don't need to celebrate Valentine's Day. Period.
Hey, after you take your lane,
stay in your fucking lane, single people. That's all I'm saying. All right.
That's
917.
I'm just saying.
I hope you gang. 917, don't go anywhere. Is this my homie Gang? I'm going to open up his mic. Gang. No, that's not Gang, because he would have said it. All right, then I'm going to go back to 917. 917-850. Well, 917, Keisha F, then 718. All right. 917, you're there.
Hello. Hello.
What's up? Oh, it's Noonie.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi.
Man, now damn it, where the fuck is Lexi Poo? I had Lexi Poo on the fucking damn shit earlier. I said Lexi Poo.
Hey man, she called my phone about 20 minutes ago, talking some old craziness. I don't know, man. But anyways, man, I'm in this bitch, nigga. Nooney Junior Holiday, nigga. What's up, nigga? Ask me no questions, nigga. Nooney Junior Live coming on next, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. You feel me, nigga?
Nigga,
I'm all the way out of motherfucking me control. You feel me?
We gonna get into the Nooney. I'm really waiting to get to the last question because I really want to know what the Nooney Junior Holiday is. But we're gonna start from the top. Episode 132. This is my homie, Nunez Jr. from the Nunez Jr. Live Show. Everybody that's on the phone lines, y'all make sure y'all check out Nunez Jr. Live Show also, and he's going to give you the information after I get to with these questions. His show comes on after mine, so if you're still going, if you still want to be on some shows and talk some more shit, his show be extra crunk like this one too. You feel me? And check out his show also too. All right, hey, you ever heard? Have you ever listened to? I got LaCrush on the line. You ever listened to her show? Fantasy Phone.
Yeah, I have. I actually called in a few times to LaCrush show.
He don't answer my phone calls when I call his show, but that's another story.
Man, but see, that's the thing. When I ain't trying to brag, but I be having like 99 callers. Man, you gotta let me know who you is. And like,
right.
Hey man, I hate when people give me that area code. They act like only with that's the only person with an area code call up. I be having like 10 people from each city calling my radio, and they be swearing that I be lying. You know what I'm gonna do, man? I'm gonna take a web page picture and post this and show motherfuckers how many calls I be having.
Right, because I don't have that many calls like that. I got a lot of people listen to my podcast like that, but I don't have as many. I average about no more than 15 to 20 people on the line, except if it's an extra crunk show, I make it up to 30. I might get up to 30.
No,
I've had shows where
man,
I had 30 people on the line, but I average about 15 to 20 on the line at a time. That's all I did. And I can't even get to all of them half of the time, so I don't even know how the fuck you even attempt to get to 99 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that
shit. Hey, man,
you know what I'm saying?
That's because your listeners are older. And, you know, they more want to listen. You know, like mine are young. They're all ages.
Uh-huh.
And they're also very interactive type of people. Like, they like to, like mine is a rowdy, more rowdy.
Yeah,
than they like to talk
to.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
enjoy pushing one. Like, that's like a highlight. You feel me?
Yeah.
See, all of your people are established. Like, a lot of your people got bank accounts. My people don't have bank accounts. So they ain't never had no kind of time. They ain't never shined before, so Nunez Jr. Live is the biggest thing they ever did. You know what I'm saying? Hello.
Nunez Jr. Live. All right, episode 132. I didn't realize, I be forgetting you calling from that 9. I be expecting to see an 832 when you. I got to remember that you be coming from a 917. So here we go. What special days, you know, we talk about national holidays and shit, you know, and which ones do you like, which ones do you think are special days to you that you like to participate in, and which ones do you not like and don't even fuck with at all?
Man, I like the ones when I was in the military, like all of the President Days, the Columbus, all them type of days when you would, because they usually would fall on like a weekend, a Monday or a Friday, and you know you would end up getting that them 72 hours off. And like me, I was always like, you know, this person, you know, the sailor, you know, Marine of the Year type stuff. So I would always get like the day before the holiday off too. So I was getting a 96 hour, and you know in the military it's almost impossible to get a 96 hour.
Yeah, it is.
I always was getting one because I was always the type to stay late and help out people. So I love those holidays. And you know I really don't like Christmas because. I'm gonna be a little bit different than what Ruby Candy said, but I feel like people only call my phone around Christmas because they want me to buy the phone. Like I'm talking about, man, y'all, like when I got shot and I was in the hospital in Florida, like none of these motherfuckers called me and they all knew about it.
Right.
No, no. But when the December 15th come all the way to December 29th, I'm talking about 4 days past. They calling me about this and like they asking me to buy a present for them, like and like a specific question. So I don't like Christmas, man, because I feel like Christmas is so close to my birthday. Nobody really buys me anything for my birthday, but they say they begging me to buy them something for Christmas.
Yeah, See, that's the thing. I'm gonna tell you right now. Everybody I know, every fucking person I ever met that had a birthday around Christmas hates the fact that where their birthday falls, because they always get that same, well, this your birthday and Christmas gift at the same time bullshit. Even when they kids,
hey,
I would hate to have a birthday
like,
around Christmas.
Hey, I ain't gonna even lie, man. Like I can get some freaks and some sluts and some hoes to buy me something for Christmas and my birthday, but the women, the men, the family, the so-called friends I know won't do shit for me. But some some females who are considered as hoes and whores, who I pay no attention to, will sit there and do everything, with the exception of one person, and y'all already know who she is. You know, she's not a hoe or a whore, But she buys me a lot of stuff for Christmas, birthday. Y'all already know who she is. Anyway, we're not going to get into that.
Look, I already know, man. Look, I don't know. Maybe I can't even do it. I can't even do it at the party night because I got a session at fucking 10:30 tonight. Somebody's coming through, so I can't even do it. But I'm not gonna be able to do it after party tonight. I probably will be able to call your show though for a couple of minutes, because I'm not gonna be able to do the after party. But let's jump to the question I'm really interested in with you. Nooney Jr. can come up with a national holiday any day that Nooney Jr. wants anything he wants to celebrate. It's gonna be a national holiday. What would it be, and how would you celebrate it?
I don't know if my choice of words, it would be catchy, but I want to do the little guy day.
What?
the little guy. And I ain't talking about dicks when I say little guy. I'm talking about those guys, those fathers who pay all their child support, those guys who are not gangsters, they're not thugs, they're not rappers, they're not ball players, they're not CEOs of companies, they're normal, everyday people who never get the attention that they should get, who never get their dick sucked on an everyday basis like they should get, who never do those type of things. I want a day for the little guys.
The
you know, like, hello. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to get noticed. And, like, you know, and, like, now a spinoff. See, somebody like me going to need two holidays, but we can get into that a little later if you need to. But the first one definitely has to go for the little guys.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I
swear to God, and I'm not knocking the women, but a lot of times women choose men who do not fit that little guy complex, who do not fit that little guy, profile. They always, they either going to get this type of nigga, and I'm not saying that they go for thugs. I'm just saying they don't go for those guys who will treat them right, who will suck their pussy every night, who will pay for dinner, who will wash his hands after he use the restroom, and who will not let them suck their dick if his dick is dirty. You know, like sometimes, they don't like those type of guys. They don't like that.
So on this particular day, the National Little Guy Day, what would be the mandate? You celebrate it by just acknowledging these dudes, going out with them, giving them some pussy.
The way that they glorify Christmas, and I ain't talking about the birth of Christ when I say Christmas. I'm talking about all those gifts.
Right.
I'm talking about all the money. If we could glorify and commercialize and project the image that it is cool to be like that, and it's also cool to accept people like that, I think it would change. Even if it's only for one day, like they do Martin Luther King on one day, it's kind of cheesy that Martin Luther King only gets one day, but it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. That's one day that you can get reminded that Martin Luther King is not some ghetto street in every city in America where niggas and Mexicans get murdered on every day. That's one day that you know, if you don't know, see, anybody I would say at a certain age should know that Martin Luther King symbolizes peace and change. But a lot of these young kids, all they know, Martin Luther King Boulevard is a place where the projects at, where niggas get pissed off and killed. But that one day, we can acknowledge the little guys and the little girls, too. Not just the guys, cause it's the girls, too.
Okay, so I dig your holiday. Your holiday, I thought you was going to...
Hold on. But listen, listen, Nooney Jr. has another type of day, too.
Okay. What's the other one? What's the other
Hello.
Holiday?
Hello.
What's the other
Hello. Holiday? This is Nooney Jr. Live Day. And see, Nooney Jr. Live Day is all about climax. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's all about nutting, bucking, sucking,
and fucking. Here we go. That's what I wanted to hear. The real Nooney Jr. holiday.
If you got an old man, you got an old lady, you got a cut buddy, man, you have to make that motherfucker. If it's a man, you got to, for the women, I ain't going to say for men on men because I ain't really promoting that, but, hey, if that's what y'all do, that's what y'all do. But I'm talking about men and women and men. If you are a woman, you need to make your man nut 7 times in 24 hours on that
seven
day.
Times.
7 times.
If you don't do it, if you don't do it, if you don't do it, then you really didn't celebrate the holiday right. On that one day, everybody's supposed to bust 7 nuts. All right?
Ladies, now, hold on. For the women, you know, women can nut more than 7 times. A
right.
lot of them can.
Right.
Some women can bust 20 times.
Right.
30 times. now on the women, you don't put a number on them. You just say, nigga, you better pull 2 hamstrings trying to goddamn make her feel good. nigga, you better get your motherfucking mouth full, nigga. And nigga, hey, all of the hospitals gonna give free appointments for any nigga that a female need their stomach pump and the niggas pull their hamstring or they pull their back out, y'all niggas get seen. And you know, we do have the money in the government. The government has the money to pay for it.
You gonna make them pay for it too? I don't know.
They gonna pay for it. If I'm the president, they gonna, if I'm in charge of the rules, they gonna pay for it.
You're right. Some kind of way. All right. Hold on, tell them how to get to the New Gene Show. I got
Hey man, blogtalkradio.com/Nooney Jr. I'm on Cyril Blizzard's blue friend list. You feel me? I did delete a lot of people last night because of a ulterior situation, but that's all good. Cyril Blizzard Blue is still on my friends list. I will post it in his chat room group. I've already posted it to 14,000 people on Facebook. So if you come, it's good that you come. If you don't come, we ain't gonna miss you. But if you do come, we want to see you. I want you to wipe your feet at the door, get ready to laugh, smoke on the blunt, suck a dick, lick some pussy, whatever you do. But check out Nooney Jr. Live. It starts when this show ends. The number is 347-934-0213. Solid Boy will be on my show. Busta Rhymes will be on my show next week. Fuck with me. Hello.
Hey. That's the homie. Stand by. I'm going to keep your mic open, dog. You already know how this works. Keisha F., what's poppin', baby?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's going on? Did you hear when I matched Ruby for what she said about your... Can you figure out any kind of way that Ruby can be your fucking baby daddy yet? Have you figured it out? I don't know. Being though she don't have a dick, I'm still having trouble figuring out how she can be the baby daddy.
No.
Okay. I just want to know, had y'all discussed it yet? About her possibly being your baby daddy?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Episode 132. This day, that day, just a day. We're talking about all these damn national holidays and stuff that we got going on in this country, and which ones you don't like, which ones you hate, what you could do. What if you had your own damn holiday? You feel me saying some memories that you have from other ones? Which holiday is special to you, Keisha? Which one that you like to celebrate, and which one do you don't give a damn about and you hate that it even comes around?
The ones that I love, Christmas holidays, the Easter holiday. I like all the holidays where, you know, you're together with your family. Thanksgiving, 4th of July, all that good stuff. Because I have a lot of family, and we always get together. And there's always that aunt or that uncle that does something crazy. It's always brothers and sisters fighting. But, you know, we love it.
Okay, that's what I think. I'm with all the family holidays. You feel what I'm saying? I like them. You said Easter. Do you go to church on Easter?
I do go to church on Easter, but I didn't go to church this year on Easter.
Do you go to church during the rest
of
the year?
I'm not one of those that only goes to church on Easter. Like, the reason I didn't go to church this year on Easter is because I hadn't been to church all year, and it was just like, what's the point of
going to church? I'm not even tripping about did you go to church on Easter or not, but I will, like I told you before, this is not for you, but it's for anybody who don't go to church all year, but go on Easter. The fuck out of here with that bullshit.
That doesn't make sense.
That's retarded. You're missing the whole point. That's a slap in the face. That's a slap in the face of the whole meaning of the holiday. You feel what I'm saying? And I also said, for the life of me, don't understand why people don't go to church on Christmas when it's celebrating the birth of Jesus. But you celebrate that you celebrate his resurrection from death and you go to church, but you don't celebrate the day he's born. So nobody goes to church on Christmas unless it's on Sunday. I mean, the whole thing is just discombobulated and mixed up to me. I don't get it.
Right. But you know what, though? Something about Christmas and all the gifts and the commercialism. some friends of mine, we all got together and decided for our kids, we're going to give them three gifts, just like Jesus got three gifts. So you're going to get, you know, you can pick three things. Those are going to be your three main gifts. You might get some clothes, some underwear, whatever, some stuff that you might need, but you will only get three toys.
Okay.
So you better choose wisely.
All right. I ain't got a problem with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got to move it along now. Okay. Well, if you can have a national... Okay. National Keisha Day, National Keisha F Day, what would it be? How would you celebrate it? 718, you next.
I'll celebrate by telling everybody off that pisses me off, and then just don't bother me no more after that. It'll be National Leave Me the Hell Alone Day. That's
oh, I like it. I like it. What about National Mash a Motherfucker Day? A day where you can say whatever the fuck you want to say that you've been held there, and nobody can take it personally. Nobody can get mad. Nobody can hold on to it after that.
A little
just
bit.
Say whatever the fuck you
want to
say today.
All right. About your business.
All right. I love that day. I think I like that better than Poe Motherfucker Day. I don't know. Poe Motherfucker Day and National Mash Motherfucker Day is the same.
We can tell everybody off this one day and
yeah.
The next day.
It's one day every year. Every day, you can walk up to somebody and just give them the business, nigga, like it could be your boss. You can't get fired for it. You can do whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You can say whatever you want to say, as long as you don't threaten nobody's life. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say about somebody, and they can't hold it against you on your job. They can't hold it against you in any arena, your husband or your wife, anything. Can't nobody, your teacher, nobody can hold it against you on National Mash a Motherfucker, Cuss a Motherfucker, Leave Me to Hell, a fucking long day. I love it. I'm rocking with it. We need to implement that shit now. That can be doable. That's real doable.
That's the nucleus for Columbus Day.
Yeah, that's real doable. It's fake ass. Stay on the line, Keisha.
All right.
718. Welcome to K100. 718. Yo, New York. 718. Get you back there playing with their dick. LL, what's popping? LL.
I knew you was going to do that. Come back to me.
Ah, okay. 832, you on there?
I've already been online.
How old is this? Let's go.
Yeah, I was doing something, shit.
And why the hell you didn't say shit when Nunu was on the air? You know what? You two motherfuckers. I swear to God.
Why did I say what?
I said, why didn't you say shit when Nunu was on the air?
When who? Nunu was online?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear him on the line, but I...
here we go.
I didn't. I wasn't on the line.
He was just on
what
the line.
I didn't hear... Man, so y'all playing. Y'all fixing shit. I didn't hear him. I wasn't on the line.
Crush, what, he just on the line, Crush?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not making that up. I can't make it up.
We have 2 days, Little Men Day and Nasty Junior Day.
Right.
Man, if I could just call, I can call 832-576. I don't need to say nothing while he on the line. It's not, I'm not going to play with y'all. Y'all got me out here drinking. Look, I'm going to use y'all as an excuse. You know, I'm going to use y'all as an excuse.
This is a talk show.
I'm gonna use y'all as an excuse. Just let me use you as an excuse to drink. Damn it!
Well, National Excuse Day, Lexi Poole Holiday. National Excuse to Drink Day. You know what I'm
saying? Just let me have an excuse. Y'all give me an excuse to drink.
You know what? Wait a minute. I think I like National Excuse Day.
Oh yeah!
I got a day.
What's
that?
Okay. It needs to be a month. How about a year? I'm
going
to go with a year.
No, you get your day. I'm trying to change up shit. You get your day.
I am so fucking serious. And we need this to be a year. We need a national no fucking tax day. Because when I looked at my check, I got like $300 and some taken out of my fucking check. So I'm so serious.
Yeah.
We need
right.
a national. I'm serious. We need a
well,
national
actually,
no
actually,
tax
you know,
year.
We do have a day. I don't know about how it is in Texas. But in Georgia, they do have tax-free. Right before school starts, they have tax-free holidays.
But let me
so
tell
you
what's not. But let me tell you.
No. But the thing about tax-free, some things are exempt, and if the item is over $100, you still pay taxes. So that shit is bullshit. You going to try to buy you some brand new Jordans, your ass paying taxes. So they only non-tax on something that's $99 or less. So I need a national no tax year. I mean, don't tax me for my job. No taxes taken out of my check.
I'll take that. If you for every, check this out. For every 10 years you've been working, you need to have a tax year off.
How businesses be writing off their taxes and shit. Big businesses be writing off their taxes. I need to write off all of them.
Whoa now. Don't talk about business tax write off because I'm finna tear their asses up my damn self.
Man, I don't understand.
Hey, we ain't knocking business tax write off, niggas.
But you know, some blizzard, somebody gonna get on the line and be like, but Lexi Poo, when you file your income taxes, they give you your money back. Dumb bitch, shut up. Because people don't understand. The only money you get back on your income taxes is federal withholdings. You do not get every single dollar that they took out of your check. So Uncle Sam is winning on our asses. So I say no fucking taxes for the year. I mean that shit. Because $300 and some dollars, you know what the fuck I can do with $300 and some dollars?
Yeah,
they took $300 and some dollars out of my check, okay? I get paid every week, so that's a lot. $300
a week
out of my fucking, yeah, because I ain't finna get all that. But $300 and some dollars? Man, who? That's $1,200. You know, I can send you $300. Shit, send somebody else $300 if they just don't throw it away. You know what I'm saying? You can't get shit. Uncle Sam, let's talk to Uncle Sam.
I'm not mad at your holiday. I'm fucking with it. I'm rocking with it. All right? I'm not mad at it at all.
For real, though, I'm serious about that shit, man. That's crazy. They winning on our asses like nothing.
Yeah, it is. So that's why you got to do a little something. I like to call TurboTax. You know what I'm saying? I like to do a little something. I like to call chefing the numbers and you should get back.
No, but you know what? I thought of a day that I do want, though, for real. Like, since you put me on the line, I thought about a day. Like, they do have a sex holiday, they do. But we need a real sex holiday. Well, like,
We already had National Head Day.
You mean like for the girl to get a nigga to head or both ways?
National Head Day.
I mean, that's done anyway. Like, I don't have a problem
on this particular day, you got to do it. It ain't no questions asked.
But they need to have a national busting that day. Like, if your nigga or boo or whoever you fucking don't give you at least 50 nuts that day, they go to jail.
You already had
like,
that. You knew that.
Well, how did I miss all that? What happened? Where I been?
I don't know. That's the holiday Noonie came up with about 5 minutes ago.
National busting that day?
Yeah, National Busting Nut Day. That's what he said, actually.
Climax.
Actually,
first. Are y'all
climax.
Serious?
Climax. No,
yeah,
I'm not making
climax
it up.
Day. Guys get the climax 7 times.
Yeah.
And the women, and the women, you got to bust your hamstring or some shit like that. Yeah.
You got to bust what? And the women got to do
you
what?
Gotta, you got to damn near, he said he wants you to damn near pull a hamstring.
To satisfy the woman, and the woman got to make your man come 7 times within 24 hours.
But some niggas can't last 7 times in 24 hours. What the fuck? No, I'm not
that's
being funny, but shit, what the fuck? Like, what kind of man you fucking with? Like, 7 times is a lot for a nigga to
nut.
No, I probably couldn't bust 7 times in 24 hours, but I probably could bust, if that's the whole purpose, and I know that's what it's all about. This is the holiday. This is what this day is all about. Busting as many nuts as possible. Yeah, I bet you get up to about 4 or 5.
Man, well, y'all gonna have to catch the bitch on her day off because I ain't gonna be going to work.
Okay, so we're gonna have multiple partners day. This is threesome day, okay?
We do need a threesome day. I'm gonna be real because I have never had a threesome and I really want to. But see, if I do it, I'm gonna feel like a hoe. But if I have a national day, I can do it, then I'll do it. Like, I wanna have a threesome. But the thing about it is, I don't want two dudes. Like, I want a girl.
Well, Ruby Candy's on the line.
Why you say that?
Hey,
okay, well, if y'all get a national 3-3 someday, like,
I mean, you ain't really got to make it no holiday. How about you just goddamn fucking do it? Shit.
Y'all make a day, I'll get room in the business.
Hold on. Make sure you tell me I don't fuck with you no more. Hell, I got deleted off the Nudie page because of your ass.
Don't y'all blame me for that shit. Don't blame me for that because I didn't even know nothing about that. I got a text message saying that Nudie better add you back. He better add you back. He better add you back.
National Swingers Day, where you get to be in a relationship, but you get to fucking cheat on this one day of the year. I'm fucking with that. Anybody agree with that day? The one day that you can go and get some outside dick or some outside pussy. One day of the year.
Well, you know what? We need to go to one of the crushes swingers parties then. How about that?
Wait a minute. I don't know about these goddamn parties. Why do I know about these parties? I've never heard of this.
I wanna watch.
She said, I want to watch. Now, I see it's gonna be a National Fluffy Day included. I want to rub the belly and the boobies.
I'm gonna try to get
Miss White pregnant that day, so hey, it is what it is.
Stand by, Ruby. Stand by, Lexi Pool. LL, you back?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and take your call and get
gonna answer open the first can I answer the last question first?
Okay, what's the National LL Day? What would it be?
National LL Day on K100 is everybody need to go to the clinic with everybody with all of this going on. Make sure everybody's straight. That's what they need to do. That's my national day.
One day out of the year where everybody get a motherfucking STD and AIDS check and you got to produce them papers, motherfucker. Annually.
Produce those papers.
I'm liking that. We gotta have somebody responsible around this bitch. If not, we'll be out of control. Lexi Poo wanna have threesomes. I wanna have a swingers day. We wanna have a head day. Climax day.
There'll be no violence. If all these things came to pass, there'll be no violence in the world.
I'm gonna get a bus and I'm gonna be responsible for picking everybody up and putting them on that bus and make sure they have their papers to get back home before they get back on the bus to go home. Cause I gotta keep y'all safe.
Man. All right, LL, check this out. You answered the last question first. What if out of the national holidays that we actually do have, which one do you like and celebrate the more and feel it special, and which one do you not like and you can't stand?
I love Christmas for the meaning of Christmas, but I can't stand the holiday that's commercialized. So all of the hoopla and everything that goes with it, it's like catch-22 for me because I love for what it represents, but I hate it for how it's been commercialized. Holiday that I love the most is Valentine's Day. That's the one I think I go out more for my kids on Valentine's Day than I do on Christmas. Because Christmas, they kind of expect.
Why do you go out for your kids on the day is not for kids. What are you doing?
No, it's not. Well, the day is supposed to be for love.
Lovebirds. No. It is a day for lovebirds. People
okay,
who are lovers.
And I love my kids. Okay, well, let me finish and then you can say what you have to say.
Okay.
So Christmas, they get gifts from everybody or whatever. But on Valentine's Day, for me personally, because as a child, I do remember Valentine's Day, you know, it is supposed to be a day for lovers. But when it comes to kids and the schools become involved in it, then it's a day that's supposed to mean love. So with that being said, I like to make sure that my kids know, like, I'll bake them cakes and do all kinds of crazy stuff on Valentine's Day. It's not bigger than Christmas for them because I want them to know that I will always love them, even if they got somebody else and they don't get anything for Valentine's Day, like a girlfriend or a boyfriend, well, I would kill Nateya. He ain't never allowed to have a boyfriend. But anyway, if my son has a girlfriend, he knows that mama is going to, he knows he's going to get some, he knows he's going to get some love from mama, some, you know, some gifts, some pretty stuff, you know what I'm saying, an outfit or whatever. He knows he's going to get that from mama. Even if it don't come from nobody else, he knows he's going to get it from me. So I make, that's a tradition that I've made in my family, though.
Okay.
For my kids.
That's a little weird. But it, that's how you decide to celebrate it. It's a little weird to me. I don't know anybody else who do things for their kids. I mean, that's what they got birthdays for.
Well, they get stuff on their birthdays too. But,
yeah, but
I mean, it's Valentine's Day.
Their holiday is not made for
that. But I mean, kids take part in it. That's why you have little kitty cards. You know what I'm saying? They do it at school. They do Valentine's Day and stuff at school. They come home with these little cards and candy and stuff. So that's just something that I've decided to do for my kids. Yeah.
I see your angle. I see where you're coming with that. I understand it. It's still a little weird to me, but
it's okay.
You know,
I know.
I'm pretty sure they do, because they're the only kids in the whole neighborhood who get shit on Valentine's. I mean, what kids?
They
don't
love
want?
It.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that they love that you do that. I just never heard of people kind of going all out for their kids like that on Valentine's Day.
That's a tradition that I've created for us, and that's something that they can carry on, or they can choose to leave alone, but that's something that's special to us.
I understand. Hold on a second. Are you already had the National Get Yourself Checked Day?
Yeah.
So you got two main questions. Stay on the line. I think my people from the 718 want to talk now. 718.
Yo, what up, son?
Was that you on the line earlier?
Yeah, that was me on the line all the time. Now, I had to bust my son's ass in his Wii right quick, man. He's trying to get hype with me on the bowling and shit. My son was busting my ass in his shit.
what
y'all playing? We playing bowling.
Nothing, man.
This nigga 3 years old, man. He got like four strikes in a row. Bust my ass and shit. I had to put the paws on right quick. Like, hold up.
At three, nigga, that's a little bad.
Yeah, three.
All right, hold on, I got you on the line. Episode 132. We're talking about this day, that day, just today, holidays. Which one of the holidays do you like to celebrate that you think has special meaning to you, and which one do you think is some bullshit and you hate?
The best holiday to me, I mean, I'm not even sure if it's a holiday. I say New Year's is like the best.
It is a holiday, yeah. New Year's.
I say New Year's is the best holiday because, you know what I mean, it gets your ambitions up, it gets your goals up, you know what I mean, and it's always welcome and a new thing, you know what I'm saying? So I really like the New Year's, man. Like, everybody, like, that's the only day out of the year where you see everybody positive. Even the gangsters is happy. They busting their guns, got people down in the Times Square. Like, everybody's just outside having a good time, man. I always love New Year's, man. No matter where you at, it's always nice.
Okay. What about, which one don't you like?
To be honest with you, I really don't like Christmas, man.
National game day. National Game Hunt Day, what would it be like and how would you celebrate it?
Say it again.
Game Hunt Day, what would you celebrate it as? If the Game Hunter had a holiday.
Your phone crying. I don't know. If I had a national holiday, man, I'll make everybody come outside and barbecue, man. Like, I love that shit. Like, make everybody come out and barbecue, man. And like, any little special that you got, put it up there for the tasting.
It's called the 4th of July. We all have it. It's the 4th of July.
Say it again. You was breaking up.
Yeah, my phone is, yo, my Skype connection is really fucking, I'm looking at my Skype connection, I'm down to 3 balls, so if I'm texting y'all,
like, God damn, Blizzard, you sound like Biz Markie right now, yo. You like, damn, I ain't even all this, you got the M dot tonight, man.
Yo, hold on a second.
It's doing good for a moment there. Ooh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
hold on a
second, everything was clear.
It was doing nice for the last few minutes of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Success. Success, get it to your grandma.
What is this nigga doing? Hey, Game.
Yeah.
We 4th of July already. You got to give me something else.
You say you got to do something else. We already got the 4th of July with barbecue, so you got to pick something else.
Nah, ain't no 4th of July. July 21st, my birthday, man. National Game Hunter Day, man. Get your barbecue up and your smoke up.
All right, I don't know what's going on with my Skype connection. I know I probably sound horrible.
You see?
Huh? I don't know what's going on with my Skype connection. My Skype connection is tripping.
Wow, Blizzard, you sound like
Skype
Max
awesome,
Hedrum. You sound like Max Hedrum right now.
Skype is awesome, but I don't know why you sound like that, baby.
I don't know. I'm trying to fix it. I don't know. Hold on a second.
Huh?
Yo, hey, I'm going to the next caller. Stay on the line. Jenna.
Hey.
What's going on, Jenna?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, y'all got to apologize for my Skype connection. Oh, here we go. I got green bar now. I should be sounding clear right about now.
A little bit, yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, my bad. I was trying to see what's going on with the Skype connection. It looks like it's kind of back online. I don't know what's up with that. They've been having some issues. They actually just sent me a $40 credit of the week. It went out of my ass. I had to dial these in my phone.
Right, the voucher. Yeah.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah, I got that shit too. Yeah, that's what's up. I ain't mad at them about it. Okay, episode 132.
Acting up again.
Hey, Jenna.
Acting up again.
It is.
Yeah.
Crush, you ask the questions. Ask the questions, Crush.
All right, Jenna, welcome to the Blizzard Show. Tonight, we're talking about national holidays, this day, that day, yesterday. So our first question will be, out of all the national holidays, what's your favorite and what's your worst and why?
All right, my favorite, I would have to say Christmas, because I remember when I was younger that we always had a good Christmas. It didn't matter, like, what was going on. Well, up until I was, like, 6 years old and older, I always had a good Christmas. Like, my mom, she would make sure that my stockings were, like, extra, extra filled, and we had all sorts of nice presents, and we spent a lot of time with each other, and we always went to church, always on Christmas, and always told me the meaning of Christmas and what it was about and the birth of the Christ, and it's just a really warm holiday that you can always get yourself into, and you just feel all warm and
cozy inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, ain't that sweet? Jenna, I only got 2 minutes left. If you could have a National Jenna Day, what would it be and how would you celebrate it?
Get your motherfucking head out your ass day. Everybody got to tighten up. All the deadbeats, they have to spend time with their kids. They have to everybody got to do life. I'm just fucking, you see your kid all year long. That day you better go out and you better go see your kid. You got your parents locked up in a retirement home. You better get them out and show them a good time. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you. I dig that. I like that holiday. All right, everybody, listen up. Even though my Skype connection is probably sounding like shit right about now, I'm going to have a brief after party. I'm gonna open up everybody's mic line for the after party section. Everybody knows that this is how I do it. If I go in and out or whatever, I'm gonna let the crush talk back to the same for me. Everybody, I don't know. I'm scared to hang up. I can't hang up and dial back in, because if I do, then it's gonna end the show in about 1 minute. So 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I'm going to have a brief after party real quick. I'm not even going to run the outro music because I don't even know what's going down with it. So here we go. We're going into the after party. All right. Crush's mic is open. Michigan Girl, Lexi Poo, Ruby Candy, Jenna, Shay, Game, from the 703, I see you, and LL. Everybody's mic is open. Please mute your backgrounds and stop chewing and shit and playing with yourself and all kind of shit.
Stop playing with yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Well, listen, right. If you're playing with yourself, I don't know. It sounds good.
All right, everybody's mic is open. What's going on, man?
Nothing. We just enjoying this new calendar we just made.
I love it.
Nothing.
Oh. Get a new calendar.
Fuck a flag day.
Fuck the flag.
Flag day.
Flag day.
Flag day.
That's a national holiday. What are we going to do on Flag Day?
No, it's irrelevant. There shouldn't be a Flag Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You said fuck
that's
a
no.
Flag Day. So
oh.
There shouldn't be an Independence Day then.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-oh. What you think about that, bro? That's the most toxic song I've ever heard.
Right.
Blizzard, you was in the service. What you think about that? You was representing our flag. So what you think about that?
I'm not gonna do that shit.
Hey, man, look.
Uh-oh.
Hey, crazy. The ex-military member, don't say that.
Okay. All right, Blizzard, we can't understand shit you're saying.
I know. My Skype connection is fucked up over here. Anybody who do y'all think has the best national holiday that they made up today so far? Everybody on the line.
The best what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. What's her name? Shays? Not Shays. National Threesome Day.
National Hair Day.
National Threesome Day. Now Hair Day. I gotta go to the doctor with that one. I ain't fucking with that. Yeah, you gotta make me go to the hospital with a hurt belly. Listen,
yes.
I don't like being full for one.
Hey, Flynn, how you going to ask me, though?
I'm going to spit it out.
Hey, you're going to hit number one.
Huh?
I said, is it AJ?
Yeah, I came in the show a little bit late.
I see you hit the number one. Ask him the questions, Crush.
Hey, AJ. Welcome to the show.
There we go.
If you had to choose AJ Day, what would be your special day?
My own holiday?
Yep, your own holiday. What would it be?
National
How
Head Day.
How would we celebrate AJ Day, huh?
National Head Day.
We got that already.
Yeah, we got it.
We got Head Day, we got threesomes, we got fat people, we got pole people. We got a little better than Climax Day. We got get tested day. We got all these things.
We got National Cheat Day. What do you say when you get an outside dick of pussy for the fruit bag? Nobody can say nothing. Yeah.
Right. And then we also have a no tax for a year holiday as well. You have to pay no taxes. And we also have barbecue day. We also have barbecue day where you just go out and barbecue and smoke weed.
July.
I don't know. That's what Game said. Game, you hear that, Game? I don't know.
AJ, stick with the National Head Day.
I got to. That's my favorite thing in the world. If you can get just one day.
Mine too. I love it. I love giving and receiving.
And everybody get temporary vacation.
Yes.
I love giving and I love receiving.
I don't
receiving.
Know what's wrong with me because I really could care less about the whole getting. I mean, it's cool, but
You just ain't had nobody lick that pussy right. That's
no,
all
that's not true. I just like penetration. I mean, I like it licked sometimes. I prefer sucking dick over getting my pussy ate.
I'm just being real.
I like penetration. I like to get a lick sometimes, but I like to fuck more than getting my pussy ate. Sucking dick turns me on more than getting my pussy ate.
Treat.
So,
can
we make an adjustment to the threesome day? Like, can we make an adjustment to the threesome day? Area, maybe. I've got everything off so that way I won't make any noise.
Okay.
All right.
If you have sex in the rain, you should be able to take a shower in the rain, too.
What? What the fuck do you say?
I want to get on a stripper's pole.
And niggas
are fucking
around me in the rain. They better have some soap and just watch people take showers.
I don't want to have sex in the rain.
Yeah,
I want to
wash up and just
about.
Be all soapy.
That's
I
want to
get on a
right
stripper's pole and have the dude laying at the bottom and, like, flip down and, like, split on his dick. Like.
I love the rain, but I say
okay,
it has
I just
to be
muted
like
my
a
phone.
Stone.
Did you notice it?
Like a glass house. There we go.
I don't like the rain.
Let's run around in our
I'm so sick of women. Every time you turn around, they're always talking about, oh, don't pull this, or you're going to pull this.
Well, I like my hair pulled, but,
I mean,
you know.
I mean, you can't lay on it right. Hell, I mean, if I fuck it up, I will gladly go get it fixed. How about that?
That's not the
point.
I'm
so happy I don't have to fuck around and worry about
that's
getting my hair
point.
Fixed.
You know we're going to get our hair done. It takes about 4 hours. Who want to be sitting up there for 4 hours?
That's all right. Hey, you know what? That's all right, because I ain't got to be the one that's sitting up there with you.
See, this is what we're talking about.
Hey, guys, I just go home. I just go home, wash my hair, blow dry, and straighten it. I'm good.
Well, it took me about 5 hours to get my hair done on New Year's, on Christmas Eve. So, no, you better not mess my shit up. Stab me.
Damn.
Killing somebody.
We're going to do it in the rain. How about you just put on a wig and we can just do it like that?
I don't like my hair getting messed up. Give me a shower cap.
No, it's fine during sex. Like, during sex, I know how to lay. But if you suck your dick, it can get sloppy. So I got to pull my hair back. Let me wrap it up or something. Because shit's
what
the fuck?
Get
over
here.
Get over here.
Let the Blue bring up a valid point. K100, disclaimer, a point of interest, and just side note. If you're a grown-ass motherfucking woman and you know you're going to suck some dick at some point in your life, probably soon, please keep a scrunchie in your motherfucking purse.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I keep one on my arm.
You never know when you got to go.
That's all.
Anyway, that's what y'all for. Y'all supposed to hold that hair back while we going to work.
Exactly. That's a sexy part of
it.
If you're doing it good enough, we should be able to compensate and hold your hand. We should got that.
I don't want nobody touching me. I don't like
you
touching that. Leave
you need to be grabbing that shit, holding on like you holding on for life.
Hold on. On the other episodes, you said you don't like nobody touching your head when you do it. You don't want nobody touching
your head. I didn't say that. I said pushing my hair. I ain't say nothing about grabbing hair. I ain't say nothing about grabbing no hair. At one time, I was like that, but now I tend to like that. Listen, where the fuck do they find these women?
Okay, 100. Where else?
At one time, I didn't like it, like, don't touch me, and, like, I could do this. But now, it's just, like, manhandle me if you're going to do it. Damn.
But that's the thing about me. You can manhandle me during sex, but don't manhandle me while I'm trying to manhandle you while I'm sucking your dick. Just lay back and be a bitch.
If he's doing it, I'm doing it. And
right.
I know that's when he's doing a good job, so therefore if he does it, it's not that he's telling you to go deeper or go harder, but it feels so good that he just want to acknowledge. And how else can he acknowledge you but grab your head?
If we're two people
supposed to
squeeze
your arms, you want him to rub your shoulders, I mean, you know, the next thing that's there is just to grab the head. Like, this is what's giving him pleasure right now, so he needs to grab your head.
Touché! Great point of contention from LaCrush. That's the whole point. If they ain't grabbing your damn head or some shit, you ain't doing some shit right.
You ain't doing something right, When we have a good sex,
you need
we
to
grab
have them grabbing for stuff that ain't even there.
Exactly. Like, oh, Lord. toes. I've had them catch cramps just from laying in. So I don't know. If they don't grab my head, I feel like I'm not doing a good job, and then I'm gonna be mad.
Make the
old face. And I guess as you get older, you just realize you just look at things in a different light, basically.
You want some response. You don't want to just lay there. You want somebody to
respond. Yeah, who the fuck wants to do? Who the fuck does that? That's fucking loud.
I have had that before, and I got to
Yeah, but
like,
we've always thought
okay.
that. Okay, because when you're younger and a guy and a guy grabs your head, if you're younger, then it's like, oh, bitch, you better suck my dick, or you better do it this way, you better do it that way. And then as you get older, you've been experienced, if you've seen this stuff and you've been around it, you look at it in a different light. It's not like, oh, I'm telling you to suck your hair, do this or do that, because he can't do that. That means it's so good that he had nothing but to do but grab your head.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know why.
That's just my take.
No, you're right. I don't know why Lex Pooh wants you to lay there and be a bitch.
I do. I'm gonna be honest. If they touching me and stuff, they gonna grab and touch. But I like to be in control. So I mean, I'm gonna tell them to move your hand. They are trying to grab, but move
well,
your fucking hand.
If you like
hand,
to be in control,
you.
Lexi, if you like to be in control, you know what you do. You take your hands and you hold their hands down.
Oh, I got
that's
that. I ain't never had a problem
or,
with that.
Or when they
oh, so you can do it with no hands?
I can do it with no hands.
I don't play.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do that, then you just go 69, put your knees in their palm, and he can't suck. He can't suck, but he can look. He can't lick, and then you suck.
Right.
He can't touch it, he can't lick, and he just laying
it.
That's being
no
in control,
hands.
But just saying don't touch me, that's the, it's not really showing control.
Yeah, they can't
okay, don't
they
touch
can
me, that means just,
fucking
that's what
is fine.
It is.
They can
don't
do it
touch
if I want
me,
to,
but if you're going to put, I mean, it's a sexy way of doing it, you know what I mean? Sexy way of doing it, like, I don't want you, it's not that I don't want you touching me, it's just that I want to be in control, so therefore, let me show you that I want to be in control, give me your hands, I'm going to hold your hands down.
We'll get Lex Pooh 5 more years, get about 27, she'll understand what we're talking about. She'll understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a sexy way of doing stuff, you know that.
Right. Nobody wants to just lay there and be your bitch, Lex Pooh. What the fuck?
I can't just sit here and explain the whole thing, but I mean, I know what I'm saying. I don't like somebody trying to control me when I'm trying to do it. I mean, that's just how I am. I mean, they ain't got to be a straight up bitch, and they're going to touch and grab and squeeze, but I mean, I'm going to try to move them out of the way so I can handle my business.
But then that takes the concentration off of what you're doing, woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm
good.
Because
then you're
going
to the left and the right, and you could have just said, because I know I hate that when he's sitting there licking, then he want to try something new, and you go to smack on top of the head, like, don't move. What you doing? Right there. All of a sudden, the technique change when you're about to go. Like, no, what you doing? Go back.
Oh hell no!
And you want to just bump over the head?
Oh hell no!
Like, oh hell no! What you doing? Don't move! What you doing? Did nobody say move? Right there. Where you going?
I wish a nigga would tell me that. I don't have that problem. I've never had a complaint about that. So.
Oh man.
Oh no, you'll never have a complaint. Yeah, they're gonna take it any way they can have. If you had no teeth and you was cockeyed and you had a nasty body odor, somebody gonna fuck
mm-hmm.
you. So if you giving it, they're gonna definitely take it and not complain. But,
they said
know.
They wanted with no teeth and an apron on. Oh my God. Oh Lord. I said, I got somebody
for you to
sit over. I found on the block.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, everybody gets it. Even the most ugliest ladies, you be looking like, oh, she had kids. Mm. There's somebody out there for somebody, so.
Mm-hmm.
No, they'll never complain, but you just want to perfect your game, you know? You're going to have them crying and passed out.
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
wake up with you. Like, can I come?
That's okay. You know how to wake up. No, that falling asleep kind of put me out. I don't understand.
That falling asleep is awesome, man. I love
it. I got offended
that's
by that.
A compliment.
Shit. Like, did you just go to hello?
That's a compliment.
Yeah,
I got offended by that. I ain't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, what the shit?
Because if you doing it like that, should be put to sleep. If he's doing it right, your ass should be put to sleep. So definitely, if he falls asleep and all you're doing is on your knees, then shit, you did a good, awesome ass job. Good.
Oh my goodness! Well, congrats to me.
You know, brownie points for you.
Hey, Hello.
You felt disrespected at first, right?
I did. I ain't even gonna
lie. Yeah, you felt disrespected. Like, what the fuck?
Did this nigga just go to sleep on me?
Woke up with pool on his. That nigga had crust on the side of his mouth. What happened?
looking around like,
what happened? Just like that. The sweet voice and everything. What happened? Nigga, you know what happened. Man, nigga. And then you be talking shit all night. You know what happened, nigga. Put your ass to bed, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Applies on
Your pussy back anyway. That's why you fell asleep, nigga.
Oh my goodness, I ain't gonna say that shit. I'm not spiteful now. I let it burn. They like it.
That is automatic brownie points when they fall asleep. Cause when they wake up, that's it. That's it, sir. You can't say nothing else whack about me, nothing. Cause now I got you. I done took a picture of my cell phone and I put it on Facebook and everything.
You can't put them out there like that.
Look at
this bullshit right there.
Look at this nigga. That's an automatic brownie point. He can't say nothing for the rest of the year.
The rest of the year?
He can't. He'll never win an argument again.
Oh my God, y'all are a mess.
Who
fell asleep getting hit? Who fell asleep?
I can't do this. I ain't gonna play with y'all. Lexi, please. You right. Sit here saying you wanted a threesome with an older woman. She gonna put you to bed now.
Hey. Yeah.
Lexi said
that she want a MILF.
I'm not trying to be funny at all. And I haven't had just a whole lot of partners, but you know, I done been with some people for some time, and it's hard for somebody to satisfy me because I always want more. And like, I'm gonna lie, you know, my ex, one of my ex was like, you know, 10 inches, okay, and and sometimes I'm like, man, we gotta stop my pussy. I got a lifetime warranty on this, you know. I ain't trying to be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But man, like, I need it more. I am very sexual and I need it.
Cause you're a
nympho.
You need a plug in toy.
I know your type.
You a nympho.
But I do have a toy because my toy sustains me and it keep me from keep my 5 partners. I have more than 5, and it's like my toy keeps me. It keeps me right. It keeps me from not doing
anything. Do you pass out when you use your toy?
Well, no, I become immune.
You can't immune. Do your toy
like,
plug into
so
the wall? Do your toy plug into the wall?
Does my toy plug? I got different toys. I got
no,
a whole bunch
do,
of different toys.
Do your
toys.
Toy plug? Do any of your toys plug into the wall?
No.
I need to get that.
Then you don't got the right toy. You're a nympho.
No.
I know your type. You need a toy that plugged into the wall. You need the Hitachi Magic Wand. Go get that.
One of my toys
I know
like $130 for.
And it's
a
Hitachi
like,
Magic Wand, Ma. You're going to pay about $65, and it comes with attachments. You're going to need that, Ma.
Cool.
I'm telling you.
It's
going to cost $65. You know what, Lexi? I'm going to buy you one for Christmas.
Girl, oh, you gonna be my new.
Ooh,
I'm gonna
make
you a cake.
Wait a minute. One of the ladies, I think it was Michigan girl, asked you what is it that she's trying to really find out. Slow down and say it. Repeat it. Real
okay,
slow.
It's a Hitachi magic wand.
How do you spell
it? For the
that?
Magic wand, there's 2 settings: high and low. It's you can get it from any .com, or you can go to any sex toy store that sells sex, or you can even go to a fucking regular store that sells electronics. It originally came to be a neck massager, but women have since then used it as a vibrator.
Mm.
And it comes with different attachments for $14.99 a piece. You could probably get one for $65 right now. Lexi Poole is describing that she's a nympho, meaning you want sex all the time. Like, you just have to, even though he done gave it to you good, and you done passed out, and you got drool on your face and crust in your eyes, you wake up and you want to go at it again.
Oh,
Like, you just seem to care.
I mean, I do, and then when I don't get it, I get mad and I fuss and I get pissed off.
That's what I'm saying. So batteries
and
don't
then,
work for you.
Even when I'm at work and, like, if I'm in my office, I just want some, I just want, oh, just somebody to bust. Oh, Lord.
See, yeah, you need the Hitachi because you need something that's going to stimulate you. And I'm telling you, the Hitachi magic wand works wonders, woman. I've had mine for the last 5 years. I got a shortage in one,
wow.
And I went and got another one. And I paid $95 for it. I paid $95 for it, so now they got it on the market for $65. I paid $95 for mine.
It's hard for me because I'm not promiscuous, so I'm not just going to go out there and just fuck somebody that I don't fuck with like that. You know what I'm saying? But when I don't have just that steady source, I it's like I just become this bitch.
You will always have
my day at work, and I be mad, and my coworker be like, Alexis, you must ain't get none of that.
You always have electricity. I'm telling you, all you need is 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Before
I'm
you go to work,
right
all you need to do is plug that bitch in. Mine stay by my bed. I'm telling you, it'll work.
Chris, will you fuck around with a shortage? Will it blow out a fuse box?
No. It's not like that.
It'll blow up.
No, it didn't do all that. It just means that you know how you have to plug the plug a little bit. That's all it was. But you know,
I will have
and then you know to keep it clean. You know, you gotta keep it clean, so you use wipes to clean it, or you
right.
know, I put a condom over mine. You know, because you don't
of
want
course.
That hard service.
I got that
so
special soap you can buy for stuff, so it don't
right.
like
right.
your
you
back.
Know, you don't want to put. You don't want to use soap and stuff like that. You want to use the wipes because you know that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I have done. I spray it a little bit, then I just let it air dry. You know, hang it on the side of, you know. So yeah.
I found one online for under $60 with two attachments. I might have to buy it. I might have to.
I'm telling you, the Hitachi magic wand. That's that shit
I
right there,
so
man.
Hey, that's all you
have
to do.
I would tell y'all, listen, you plug it in, I guarantee you, if you're doing it right, and within 10 minutes, you'll be passed out, waking up with drool on your
wow.
face, like, what just happened? I'm telling you.
Because I have the one on my keychain, so when, like, I go to the restroom, I can just use it real quick and then go back to work. I'm serious. That's how much I need it. Like, I'm telling you, my husband better be a freak. We doing everything.
He made a nympho.
He needs to be. He got to be.
I'm about to go to the store and look for one. I'm going to let y'all know what my experience was.
All right. That's going to be the next show, Blizzum. Where he go?
What?
I know. It's going to be the next show.
Blizzum. Where
yeah.
he go? He just disappeared. That's going
to
be one of your shows.
I'm letting y'all ride out this because I'm actually getting ready. I got to get ready to hang up anyway. I got to end the show in like 2 minutes because I got some stuff to handle over here. But I'm letting y'all go at it. I'm letting y'all have y'all fun. Y'all rocking it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are a bunch of freaks. Everybody knows it already. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows it.
But it's okay though because I'm a classy freak, so it don't matter.
Yeah. Love that oxymoron.
Full of mine. We
do. You love the oxymoron.
Ain't nobody fucking me, so.
Why are you talking all this shit then?
Ain't nobody fucking me though. Not at this present time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to do. Hopefully, y'all don't believe me now. Okay.
Understand why? My whole thing is why say all that? Why do all that and then not go out and get you some? You're a female.
I had me some like a month ago, but I mean.
That's why you backed up right now. You need some consistently, woman.
I know.
So either that or get the watch, man. You gotta get the watch. My name is Mr. Watts. That's his name, Mr. Watts.
You didn't name it.
You named it? Yeah, I named it. His name is Mr. Watts.
Mine don't have a name. We don't
spend
that
time together. I've been using Mr. Watts a total of 10 years. So yeah, Mr. Watts is what's up.
Well,
wow.
I've had Pink Man since 2004. Mine is Pink Man.
Well, I got a Mr. Purple, so I guess I did.
A Mr. Purple? We got
Pink
Man, Mr. Purple.
Long to be having them. We don't have a long-term relationship.
Listen, this is going to be your next show. It's going to be sex toys.
Oh, next off, well, we can. I don't know about that. I don't know how I can possibly
spin
it.
Man can get them too.
I'm about to go get me one.
Oh yeah, I got one. I actually got one. I got a sex toy actually.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah, I got one.
You went to the store and bought one. Nobody bought it for you.
No, I didn't go to the store. I didn't buy it myself. It was a gift, but still, I got one.
Use it.
Just let me know. Is it suction or not?
No, it's not suction. It's some shit that you fucking, it's a thing that you put on your, like, you put on your dick, like, it goes on, like, around your dick, and it's got this vibrator on it, so when the chick rides
your
dick.
Oh, the cock
comes,
ring. You got a cock
yeah.
ring.
Yeah. When the chick rides your dick, and then, like, she get clitoral stimulation while she riding your dick at the same time, like.
Right, you got a cock ring.
Bust, like,
okay,
like
that's
hell,
cute.
Hella nuts. Yeah. Like, it busts like hella nuts when you do it, because they already come.
Yeah, be careful. Those things get stuck.
It's tight as a motherfucker. Like it basically kind of cuts your circulation off.
That's what I'm saying.
It's supposed to help stop you from coming quick. That's what the cock ring is supposed to help stop you from coming so quick.
When I first printed it, I was like, man, they must need another size. Like, I'm like, this must be for little dick motherfuckers, because it was like, it's so hard to get on. You know what I'm saying? You got to struggle to get that bitch on. You know what I'm saying? But she put that motherfucker on, and she hopped on that motherfucker. That motherfucker bust about 30 nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Basically, I'm fucking like she, and like I said, the way it sits, like, it's better if the chick rides your dick. So when she rides the dick, it's like she can ride the dick. You feel me? And then, like, she can, it's like vibrating on her clit. The way it sits, it's vibrating on her clit. At the same time, I'm fucking it. So she's busting like crazy mad nuts.
An easy
30.
Shout out to the cock ring.
Yeah. Lord. Okay.
I want to try the tongue joy. That's my next mission. In 2011, my New Year's resolution is to try the tongue joy. I'm going to try it.
What?
The tongue joy. It's like a cock ring for the tongue. Uh-oh. It goes just like the cock ring, but it has a vibrator that goes
on. I mean, why would you need that if you're giving head? That's what you're going to be. You're going to be on the clit anyway.
Yeah.
Why would you
that's need it? That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use the tongue joy on him.
I don't understand why that would get in the way. That's going to get in the way.
No. You know, teabagging?
But you said it goes on your tongue.
Right. It goes around your tongue. You see how the cock ring sticks on your tongue? I mean, the cock ring sticks on your cat. It wraps around your tongue. And it sits on your tongue. And it's a little vibrator. Like a little bullet. And it vibrates. So while I'm giving head, whether I'm licking and sucking, I'm giving head, it's going to rub up and down your penis.
What should I get one of those?
It's for you. I thought it was for me, like a guy. I'm like, what the fuck would I do?
Yeah, a guy or girl. I mean.
Nah, why would I? Nah, that's going to get in the way.
It goes on your tongue, sir.
That's going to get in the way.
If I'm eating pussy, yeah, it's going to get in the way.
No, it's not going to get in the way. No, what are you talking about?
Nah. I'm all for the chick using it, but I wouldn't want to use one. It's gonna get in my fucking.
It goes on your tongue. What are you talking about?
Nah.
What if you have a small mouth?
You ever use a vibrator and give her head at the same time?
Yeah, I done that before.
All right,
but
that's going
inside the pussy. It's not going on the clit.
I hate that shit.
It's interfering with what I do. It's interfering with what I do. I can't have nothing interfering with what I do because I'm good at what I do. So I don't need to interfere.
All right. I mean, you know, different. Licks for different people, you know, different strokes for different folks.
She can use it all day.
She can use it all day. You know what I'm saying? She can use it all day.
I'm gonna use it.
Okay.
Next time I give head.
All right.
We're gonna go see Noonie Jr. now. Bye.
All right, y'all go hang out with me if y'all can, because I gotta get ready.
I'm going to CK Secrets.
World premiere this Friday. Bet the house video. Fuck with it. Holla.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Oh.